Blog Talk Radio.
B-O-L. Back.
got a place in six, seven, eight. So don't come knocking at my door. Yeah. I got company coming round. So, so
Doctor. I'm just here to vote and be happy. A little runway shot from her. She can take it, he can take it, he can take it all. Yes, I'm way too gentle. No, no one else can stop me. Who are you to stop me? I guess they wanna be conceited with a capital C. No one else can stop me. Who are you to stop me? I guess they wanna be conceited with a capital C. You can't stop me.
The legendary House of Escada presents Mission Possible House Ball, April 13th, 2013, in Dallas, Texas. Every single category is for cash. Grand prize, runway for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Legendary Performance for $500. Butch Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sen Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sex Siren for $500. Open to All Performance for $500. 60 Seconds of Fame Performance. Sing, Dance, or Lip Sync for $250. This will be an early event, with doors opening at 6 p.m. and LSS starting promptly at 7 p.m., followed by Grand March. Admission to this event is $30. Tables are $100 if purchased by April 1st, $150 afterwards. Pre-admission given to everyone tested, and the house or family with the most members tested receives $1,000. Second place house or family receives $500, sponsored by Abounding Prosperity. The icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, will be on the mic. The location, the luxurious Dallas Informant Building, located at 1950 North Stemmons Freeway in Dallas, Texas. Please contact Father Danny Escada for questions, for host hotel info, or for table purchases at 972-370-6473. Or the overall Father Neiman Marcus Escada via Facebook at Marcus Fox. Also, visit the event page on Facebook, Escada Mission Possible House Ball, for detailed information. The 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, February 23rd, 2013. Grand prize number one, open to all team states, the Dream Team, for $2,000. Grand prize number two, open to all performance, for $1,000. Legends versus $1,000 club winners. Versus of the year versus challengers. Mini grands include Drag's Realness for $500, Butch Queen's Schoolboy Realness for $500, Butch Queen European Runway for $500, and Female Figure Runway for $250. Again, that's Saturday, February 23rd. The 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Location, Victory Lane Entertainment Venue, 2330 Tipton Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina. Doors open at 9 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 10. Ball begins at 11 p.m. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $200. Seats, 10 with refreshments. Your commentator for the evening, the icon Jack Mizrahi, and your DJ, legendary Von Allure. There will be free and confidential HIV testing that will be offered by the Powerhouse Project. And don't forget the official Carolina Awards Ball aftermath, that Sunday, February 24th.
I now give to you.
You can take all the pictures you want of me.
The controversial.
But not here's a friend of yours. He's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable.
She won't make money off of my name, darling.
Legendary.
And that's why all the true beauties didn't come.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens and straight people and bisexual and transsexuals and everybody that's on the fucking phone lines tonight, honey? We are live on the air, definitely, to recap all the madness and all the drama and all the shade and all the chops from this weekend, honey, okay? I logged on to this motherfucking show at 10:50, and the phone lines was already jam-packed. At 11:03, bitch, the phone lines was completely full. The girls are here. The girls are waiting for the madness, honey. I'm going to give y'all everything y'all want and more. If y'all thought that motherfucking clip of that aftermath last night after the Mizrahi Christmas party, holiday party, was something, bitch, y'all better get ready, bitch, because I'm going to take y'all HD, Miss Thing, tonight. Without further ado, let me go. Hold on one moment. Hold on. I got to do something. I forgot to do something. Let me text. Hold on, y'all. One moment. Give me 1 minute on this. Hold on. Hold on. I'm waiting for a response from something. Hold on. So I can see, honey. Baby, hold on. I'm going to be with y'all in 1 second. Give me 1 minute. I'm waiting for a response on the text message I just sent out, honey. Oh. In this room. Yes, I want to shout out to all my girls in the room, to all 103 people that's in the chat room right now, to all the girls that's on the fucking phone lines right now. I just want to give y'all a big shout out and thank y'all for definitely being on the phone lines. And, you know, big shout out to y'all, because without y'all being here on this phone line, honey, maybe, you know, it'll just be us, honey, you know, just here, honey. So, you know, let's see. Okay. Well, let me go and get my sisters. My sisters are on the phone line. We waiting for our brother Rodney to come, but the girls are definitely here.
You know you got a right to do whatever you like to. Don't see we got that right one in the club. Always the flyest, always got her hands the highest. She stopped drinking Diet Coke, she on that Coke diet. She bat her eyelids, that girl is so wired. I know she's so tired, but ooh, she on fire.
Miss Snow.
Yeah.
Yes, hold on. Let's get our sister, the legendary Divine Chanel. We definitely gotta get it going, honey.
Could y'all hurry up?
Girl,
are you ready?
Alexis, no, you didn't.
Well, Alexis, get it popping then.
Okay.
Let me jump off the cliff first. Jason,
okay, yes, no, bitch.
Get Jason up on this line first.
Oh, Jason, if you're listening, Jason, okay, hold to one.
Okay.
See, I'm trying to teach the girls, but they not listening. You wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. But after the bitch can't take me, I'm a bad girl. Trey wanna play all day cause I'm a nasty girl. If you wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a classy girl. You wanna be just like me, you come to the quick and take me. The tree wanna play all day cause I'm a nasty girl.
Jason, you're live
here.
Yeah.
Jason, let me say this to you right now in front of everybody. Anything that's concerning me, keep my motherfucking name out of your goddamn mouth if you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. That's from me to you. I'm not gonna argue with you. And to whoever your watchtower is, the undesirable, unmentionable, unwanted bitch that's miserable enough to send that to you, she can suck my ass out of a coffee straw also.
Oh!
Now you can put him back on hold, Kelly.
Actually, I'm not going anywhere.
Second of all,
Okay,
Queen,
and
hurry
up. That's how you feel. That's how you feel. I'm not going, just because you want to be disrespectful, I'm not going to be disrespectful to you. I had a job to do just like you have one when you're on this show. Just like you break news, I have to break news. Now, be it true or false, I broke the news that was presented to me. Now, when someone gives a contract, be it if the contract does not go through or service was not rendered, but you were still paid. Regardless of the fact that if the red carpet was at 8:30, at 11:30, you were still getting makeup and hair done, so there was no red carpet, you were still paid. So wherever the information came from, the same way you all get information, we get information. So whatever wants to be sucked through a straw in the ass, it can be done. And I said what I need to say.
Okay, then. All right. Anyway.
That sounds like cheap lipo.
So I took care of Lester Vine. I'm just tired of these fags this weekend. Where's Jasmine Kelly?
Jasmine's at work.
Okay. I'll wait for her. Go ahead.
Baby, tonight, it seems like it's going to be many motherfucking fags here tonight. You know what? I want the first, before I even go into reading and saying everything that I have to say, I want to hear what the callers have to say about this weekend, because so many people came in from near and far and everything. I want to hear everybody else's opinions, okay? I've been for the last 5 years, I have been the one with all the opinions about everybody's ball and everything that has been going on. Tonight, I'm going to say what I have to say, but I want to hear what you callers have to say. Everybody loves me and everything that I say and my opinions and everything, but bitches, it's 2013. I want to hear y'all motherfucking opinions because y'all voices matter in this ballroom scene just like everybody else's motherfucking voice matters in this ballroom scene. If y'all stop being punks, pussies, and start speaking up and standing up for the fuck you want, you will get the same motherfucking respect that everybody else has in the motherfucking scene. Hold on.
Okay. Put the lotion on the skin.
Hold on, honey, hold on.
Clock the hair, lock the mug, clock the nails, clock my skirt.
You better get into it.
Clock the bag,
clock the shoe.
Now punch the clock, it's time to work. Move over, amateurs, taking mine, taking yours.
Somebody better hold my purse.
Figure it out like Nancy Drew, catch on quick like Harley Lou. Hold on, check me, boo. Not you. I'm a pro.
Hey, London.
Hello, everyone. You know, for someone who didn't lift a finger for the ball, you seem really tensed, Alexis.
I don't think she's in a playing mood tonight.
What happened? I'm listening, Kelly. I'm sorry.
She was calling me freeway.
No.
I was calling Juana. What happened
now? Wild boar mode. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Mother.
Hello, Daddy. Can you repeat what you said to Alexa? She was on the other line.
Oh, you know, for someone who didn't have to lift a finger for the ball, you seemed very tense, Alexis.
Tense about what? I was pissed because the ball, I was over the ball.
No, I said you seemed very tense.
About what?
About situations, about what people say, and
I mean, because I said all weekend that I would be hosting the red carpet, regardless of what time that I got there, the equipment was not there, so he had already said that he was going to compensate us for it. So I got my money. And that next.
Right, but who really expected to do a red carpet in like below zero weather? You know, come on.
I mean, I don't listen, Lord, I don't know what the logistics. He wanted us to do the red carpet. He said he was going to pay us, and that's what it was.
Hold on. We got a bunch of callers on the phone line. 212-427, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi. What's going on?
Chilling.
What's going on, love?
Nothing, chilling, just listening.
Okay, thank you for just listening.
She must have been one of the girls standing next to me outside, stuck. Yeah.
All right, hold on. The next caller we have is 240-723. You're live on the air. 240-723. You're live on the air. Girls, I don't have time tonight, Miss Day. If you press 1, you better be ready to talk. It's a lot of people that's waiting to get on these phone lines, and I will definitely be hanging up on the girls. Okay? The next caller we have is 516-304. You're live on the air.
Hi, come on. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Good. I was just calling in to just get my recap. The ball, I mean, that was my first ball actually going to. Usually I support boring broadcasts on YouTube. I usually just watch it on YouTube. So it actually was my first ball being there. It was a good ball, and overall I thought it was fun. It was, you know, fun seeing the different people walk the different categories and a lot of things. But it definitely was good. I didn't necessarily, to be very honest, I necessarily didn't really like that judge. You know, I thought it was just a lot. And, you know, I hear it a lot when watching the videos of people talking about, you know, the judges just be paying attention or shady. But then to actually see it, it's just like, wow, especially from quote-unquote legends and icons.
Kelly, who is that? Excuse me, I'm not being rude. Who is that? Because they sound muffled.
Can you hear me? Am I clear now?
Yes, you're
right.
Clear now.
It sounds like you, girl. Are you hiding under the bed on the phone?
No. No. So, yeah. It started, honestly, in that category, the FF, I think that's female figure feast. I didn't agree with one of the people that you chopped. It was that second one who came out who blew the smoke out of her mouth. I thought she shouldn't have been chopped. But then, you know, as you guys know, even with the Naomi situation, and then the chance and now the Christina thing, I just thought it was a lot. So it was just a lot. Overall, shout out to Caesar for the wonderful ball. And overall, I had a great time.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, love.
No problem.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Hold on, child. Because my phone throw it off. Hold on. Let me get our brother on the phone line. Maybe the phone lines are jam packed tonight, honey.
Okay.
Hold on, y'all. Okay. Hold on, okay.
Everybody put your drinks in the air.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks
up. Let's go.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up. Put your fucking drinks
Yo,
up.
Get drunk.
Put that bottle up in the sky till it looks like rain when it pours in her eye. My, you're so high. Drunk off the bubbly, you don't know why.
Rodney!
What's going on?
going on? We are live on the air, honey, okay? Hold on, we have another caller, 917-929. You're live on the air.
That's you, Mara.
Oh. Kelly.
Yes.
What's the deal, bitch?
What's going on?
This is Tamara.
I know exactly who it is.
Okay.
What's up,
hi,
Tamara?
Hi, everybody. Rodney.
Who's up on the phone, Kelly?
Alexis, Alexis, Vonna, Jason, London, Divine, and myself.
Hello, everybody.
Hello,
hey,
everybody.
Rodney, how are you?
All
right.
Hello,
Rob.
What up?
So what's going on, Tamara?
You know, I came on the slide to get it going.
Well, get it going.
So you know I wasn't there, but, you know, the YouTube don't lie.
Well, let's start there, Tamara. Why wasn't you there for 2200 for a legendary performance, and you are one of the girls? So why weren't you there, first of all, before you go into recapping what you saw? How about that?
Why wasn't I there?
Uh-huh.
Oh, because when I saw that it was from 10 to 4 office hours, I knew Bird wasn't going to be there. But people office hours at 10 to 4, can't do it. They had 6 categories. I already called that. I knew that was going to happen.
They had 8 categories.
But they had your category, which one of you's been concerned with. They had your category.
That's true. I'm coming out when I'm ready to come out. I ain't ready right now.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, go ahead with your report.
But somebody that did come out, that was ready to come out, got tried for blood, and that was Donice. And that was tired. Let's start off with Coco from SWV on the side with her knees in the chair, carrying up Broken on the side, while Janice is coming down. Does that make sense to you?
Who was Coco from SWV?
The director of the choir.
Oh.
Who are you talking about, me?
No. Oh, I forgot. The one who called you, the director of the choir.
Oh.
Come on, Ashley, girl. Come on now.
Yes. Yes, but when I saw all of YouTube clips, what made me really laugh is how hypocritical and contradictive people are, and it's on tape. So Naya sat up on the mic and said something about Janice coming up to the panel, not being a legend, but you clearly have an icon, somebody that's supposed to be a role model, with her knees in a chair like a toddler, being distracted while somebody's coming down walking for $2,200. Something that they put their time and effort into. And if Janice would have snatched out that motherfucking chair and stopped the mud hole in her ass, it would have been a problem. And then they still, I don't understand why they keep fucking with Janice. Is Janice a legend, yes or no? And I know y'all don't even fuck with each other. But be honest, is Janice a legend, yes or no?
I have no opinion.
Rodney, is Janice a legend, yes or no?
Yes.
All right, then. Jack knows Johnny's a legend. Andre knows Johnny's a legend. It was people up there that was supposed to back her up. And that was tired.
Who's going to go? Who's going to dance? Who's going to really dance with Stewart?
Who the fuck is Stewart? Stewart is a person like everybody else. No disrespect, but come on. Like, right is right and wrong is wrong. It ain't about calling nobody, coming up and disputing nobody. It's the fact of what's right is right and wrong is wrong. And I bet you every femme queen that y'all do call legendary, whether it be Christina, me, Deja, Amina, any of us, we'll all say that Jadis is a legend. And I hope that she listens to this and hears that as long as your peers consider you a legend, don't give a fuck about what nobody else says.
Well, the next time you walk, make sure Stuart ain't on the panel and your penis is on the pad too.
I'm sorry. Then you, Kelly, let me tell you about you. You and Jack are kicking. Because as soon as y'all thought Miss Christina grabbed Miss Laomi here, bitch, it got straight bananas. But when that Miss Rahi child damn near snatched Christina hair off her head for $5,000, it wasn't no big issue.
Now, you want me to stop you?
Stop me, please.
Let me stop you, because I had no problem I had no problem with the way Laomi and Christina was voguing. That's not why I jumped up out my seat. I jumped up out my motherfucking seat and I snatched a microphone because I don't feel that bitches that's been out for many, many motherfucking years thing and pioneered and reconstructed the category of performance need to sit on a judge's panel and make an ass of themselves and sit there and want to be going up for one person. That is being biased. That is not the way you sit on a judge's panel. And for a bitch that they say is not legend, I have never once and all my motherfucking 19 years ever gave that to anybody on the panel, whether my child was doing the utmost best. I have never, ever once gave that, and I will never give that because that is not what a judge is supposed to do. Okay, and bitches want to sit here and they want to be funny. Who wants that's like you, Samira, out there battling against Deja, and it's seven judges. And five of us is going up for motherfucking Deja and paying you while you're voguing. No, that's not how it works. Okay? I can sit on a motherfucking judge's panel and I know if I'm going to pick my child because they're in my house, it's no reason for me to look at my motherfucking child regardless. I'm going to look at the other person and see what the fuck the other person is doing because I already know who I'm going to pick. That's what the bitches should have did and sat there and just watched instead of making a motherfucking ass out of their motherfucking self. Okay? And if you ask me, if you want to get technical, Miss Saint, a lot of those girls, I don't give a fuck the category wasn't calling for anything, but when it's $2,500 motherfucking dollars, Miss Thing, your performance should be $2,500. Your look should be $2,500 for you to be a legend or a motherfucking icon. It was not giving me that at all. Okay? I don't give a fuck what a bitch
motherfucking...
Exactly. And I don't give a fuck what a bitch say. And like I said on that video last night, Miss Thing, I can't go to Carnetison and tell them I'm a legend. I can't go to the rent office and tell them I'm a legend. I can't tell Verizon that I'm motherfucking legend. Pay my motherfucking bills. Bitches is running around here talking about who's legend and legend that. Bitch, please, it's other motherfucking things that we need to be worried about. But bitches is so called worried about legendary status. Half of these kids wouldn't know who the fuck these bitches are, Miss Thing, if it wasn't for motherfucking Ballroom Throwback. They motherfucking legend. And all of us want to sit here and read and have so much to motherfucking say. Bitch, you still run around here talking about your legend, Miss Thing. What has that legendary status done for you? And then y'all want to sit here and y'all want to read my daughter? Y'all will not read my daughter and downgrade my motherfucking daughter motherfucking performance.
That you gonna sit on this phone and not say that Johnny say the legend. Whether you fuck with her or not, just call a spade a spade. Be for real.
Call a spade a spade.
Where you at? Naima, where you at?
Okay.
Naima got low on the girls.
But at the end of the day, all those motherfucking animals that were standing on the sideline, and I don't need to say no names, Miss Thing, bitch, okay, y'all can go and see the motherfucking video. All those motherfucking animals that were standing on the motherfucking sideline, motherfucking cheering, Miss Thing, bitch, y'all know who the fuck y'all are, Miss Thing, bitch, that's where y'all deserve to be standing at, on the motherfucking sideline, Miss Thing. You ain't nothing but sideline motherfucking hoes, Miss Thing. You ain't never been shit. You ain't going to be shit. And you're going to always remain where the fuck you was at. Ain't about shit and won't be motherfucking shit, Miss Thing. One bitch, girl, I don't even need to read her anymore, Miss Thing, girl. Just look at her, Miss Thing, girl. She's a pity in herself, Miss Thing. The other one still looked the way she looked the 90s, Miss Thing. And then the other one, she's just ugly and black and just undesirable for no motherfucking reason.
Oh, my God.
Don't talk about Nicole like that.
Okay.
Don't come for Nicole. What you call
Miss Thing.
Because you know she's
That's what it. That's exactly what it is, Miss Thang. So it is what the fuck it is, Miss Thang, and the girls can take it for whatever the fuck they want to take it for. At the end of the day, bitch, I know where the fuck I came from, Miss Thang. I was a motherfucking big ass motherfucking knot, Miss Thang, girl. Okay, bitch. Nobody. I will never ever let a bitch ever think that they can ever pull a card on me, because before you pull my card, I'm going to address my cards my motherfucking self. I know exactly where I came from and to where I'm at today. And bitches can't motherfucking take it, Miss Thang, because you bitches was doing it way before me, Miss Thang, and I superseded y'all, Miss Thang, bitch. I made you bitches a household motherfucking name, Miss Thang, bitch. Girls need to suck my motherfucking ass, Miss Thang. I'm like motherfucking toilet paper, bitches. Everybody motherfucking wants it, and everybody needs it. I don't need no motherfucking part-time motherfucking sisters, brothers, or motherfucking friends, bitches. Either you're with me or you motherfucking against me. And if you're against me, bitch, when I come for you, bitch, I'm tearing down motherfucking houses. And I know you bitches don't want me to tear your motherfucking house down, because y'all can't dance with me at all, or no shape, form, or fashion. Bitches was walking around here. Yeah, bitches might have had legendary status, bitch, and they was walking around here with that legendary status, hopping on one motherfucking leg, Miss Thang. I gave them a fucking second leg to motherfucking stand on, and I'll break it off if I have to.
Ooh, it puts the lotion on the skin.
Now, anybody else who's on the phone line, they got anything to say? Tamara's here with us. London's here with us. Alexis is here with us. Vonna, Rodney, we're all here, Miss Thang, bitch, and we here. Miss Thang, y'all girls, everybody, I want y'all girls to start having opinions, Miss Thang. Start having opinions and standing up for y'all motherfucking self, Miss Thang. If you don't get a voice and a backbone for yourself and this ballroom scene starting motherfucking today, girls, that's on the phone line, it's over. So it's over 100 and something girls on this phone line. Over
159
people. Wait, hold on. If y'all girls don't start getting a backbone and standing up for yourself tonight and voicing your opinion about shit and how y'all feel in this ballroom scene, bitch, y'all might as well just stop coming out the motherfucking ball, because the girls is going to continue to walk the fuck over you. Now, who was talking?
They not going to call in and say nothing, because they don't want to rustle no feathers.
They need to stop ruffling feathers. Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something. I was timid before I started this motherfucking show, Miss Thang, and doing everything I was doing. I was timid and I was naive, Miss Thang, and I was just like y'all, Miss Thang. And the girls was walking over me and doing whatever the fuck they wanted to do to me. A bitch can't dare think that they can do that to me now, bitch. I made a voice for my motherfucking self, and y'all girls need to make a voice for y'all motherfucking self. Y'all are the motherfucking people. At the end of the day, bitch, all these motherfuckers is running around here, and they legends and they icons, and y'all come, and all these people that's having these balls, and y'all supporting their balls. Without y'all coming to they motherfucking balls, Miss Thang, they ain't motherfucking shit. Start having a motherfucking opinion about something.
Yeah, honey, it puts the lotion on the skin or it gets the old skin.
The next caller we have is 267-324. You're live on the air.
Oh, Kelly. Hey, what's up? Just wanted to personally wish you, Kelly, thank you so much for cutting season. Welcome back, Divine. Hello, London. Kelly at the ball. You looked completely over. You looked absolutely stunning. As far as the whole situation with Janice, when it comes to the dispute of her legendary status, I think the dispute comes in not as far as her time that she put to the ballroom scene, but her caliber of Vogue. Some people will not dispute that she's been voguing for years, clearly. See her Vogue. They just don't see it. And they will never see her as a legendary Vogue performer. Not for the performance aspect. For the amount of time that she's put in, she's legendary. But as far as me, I don't see it for her performance. She does give you the elements, but I personally don't see it. And also, to just jiggle and wiggle the table just a little, Miss Kelly, when are you coming out as Mother Prodigy?
Excuse me?
mother prodigy.
Man, stay, why are y'all wiggling this shit? Why are you trying to wiggle the table?
That was in the watchtower.
I wanted to bring it in lovely and for 2013.
That
I just
was
want
not
to
in the watchtower.
But
baby, I don't know where you got that from. But Tamara, what do you have to say about what he said, Tamara?
Oh, well, my whole thing is, as far as Johnny's is concerned, if who would you rather be, you know, shown respect by? Other people or the peers, the people who dance in the same craft that you do?
Listen. For me, Johnny, she's one of those girls who is a girl that you send out. As she's not a virgin, she's an intermediate girl. She's a girl who votes down. She's a girl that you're on. She's not a headlining diva. That's not what she gives. She will give you all the elements and she will do it correctly. But is she A plus? No, she's not. She's not a Mika. She's not a Christina. She's not a Sanaya. She's not a Deja. She is in a caliber of, you know, the Amina, you know, the not quite there legendary girls, in my opinion.
So Amina's not a legend either?
For her time that she's been in, yes. For the fact that she comes out and she has her own unique style of Vogue and she doesn't give a fuck and she does her thing, yes. But for her caliber, she can never sit those top headliner girls down ever. And we all know that, ever. She's one of those girls that we know will good battle and can sit a couple of girls down and thank you very much, but she will never be one of those girls ever. We all know that.
So Vengeance, you keep it very, very cordial.
Wow.
Are you trying to say that Tamara can never sit one of those girls neither?
She can never sit one of those girls down ever.
So you think she
down with the new
wait. Hold on, honey. I have a call. Hold on. Because y'all say y'all have your opinions. I don't. When y'all attack my house members, I can't keep my opinions to myself. I'm not like my sister, Miss Snow, Miss Thing. I ain't coming to defense, Miss Thing. That's not my job. I'm biased here. So the caller has his opinion. Hold on, but I have a caller that just texted me because the phone lines are jam packed. Hold on, everybody, welcome to the radio show. He started the radio show with myself and everything. Welcome back to the radio, to the airwaves for the first time, and I don't know how many motherfucking months. Icon himself, Andre Mizrahi.
Oh, hey,
what's going
on? On the team.
Hello there.
What's going on with everybody? Hi,
Andre.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Andre, how are you?
Thanks for speaking. I got my opinion on that subject. How about that?
Hey, go ahead, Andre.
I'm not discrediting anybody when I say anything because people always want to take what I say to heart. I don't know why, but they do. One, I've been in this game for 26 years now. My son is 26 today. That means I've been gay and in the ballroom for 26 years. In 26 years, I did not move. I did not hide. I was not in jail for years. I was not under nothing. I went to every ball for 26 years. Janice is legendary in my eyes. Why I see it? I see her win consecutively over years. It don't matter. Once you win over years and years and years, this lady been out before I moved to Atlanta. So basically, I've been in Atlanta for 12 years. So for you to do 12 years consecutively, and she's been out before that, if I'm correct, you're definitely legendary, period, in my eyes. And
I am one of the top icons as well. Yeah, but why you didn't say that when they was trying her at the ball?
Let me tell you why I didn't say that. I said it once when Ashley was trying her. To me, it should have been settled there. I'm not going to sit here and argue with somebody at another ball where it's taking all this time up at somebody's ball where, think about it, if me and Stuart is arguing, everybody's going to stop and everybody's going to look at us and we're fucking up someone's ball. That's not right. That's not Andre. Andre don't do stuff like that at all. Now, if somebody would have came to me and said, Andre, what's your opinion? I would have gave my opinion, but that's that. The last time I said that, it was over 15 minutes breaking. You know, me and Ashley didn't get into it because we see eye to eye with each other and we love each other. But the bottom line is, I don't think no one should be disrespected if you are a legend or not.
one. I was never one
exactly.
to put somebody on spot and disrespect somebody, period, if I felt they was or if I felt they wasn't, period. Out of grace, if a lady been walking over 10 years, basically, and she been gracing runways as legendary for over years, that's just totally disrespect in my eyes, completely, completely. But that's it's to each his own. Just like she said herself, in your eyes, I have to respect it because if that's the way you feel, Stuart, that's the way you feel. So, you know, you can't really sit here and say Stuart is wrong. If that's how Stuart feels, that's how he feels. I don't know where to go with it now, but she's
a
legend.
And any
time if I ever had to call her out, I would say legend. I would.
I think the only reason why Stuart did that was because he saw Ashley blatantly disrespecting Johnny's while she was coming down the runway. Stuart don't be in New York like that now.
I can't
dispute whether or not Johnny's is a legend.
Yeah, I can't put nothing in Stuart's mouth of why, but I just felt, because Ashley felt that like a year ago or whatever, and, you know, even Jack feels she's a legend. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people that feel that she's a legend that is icons as well. So, you know, this is where I feel that all icons should come together. Maybe this is something new we're trying to do, where you don't have problems like that or no one be disrespected in public because it's not right to me. It's not right to belittle someone in the crowd of 1,000 people. You know what I mean? But it's to each
right.
Excuse me, panel. Can you hear me?
Wait, hold on, caller, before you go there. Legendary mother, Amina, Ms. Rahi, you're live on the airwaves.
Good evening, everybody. I am listening to the show, but I wanted to say hello to everybody and give a very quick, rebuttal, and I'm going to get back on the show. Well, to the Philly person, because I had this conversation earlier about how, you know, how somewhat non-supportive my own city can be. That's why I love coming to New York City, because the way that the crowd received me when I came out, I don't get that at home. And I guess it's because of whatever this person said. I hope that the person who called, you know, has some sort of status in the scene themselves. They normally do not. There are a few legends in Philadelphia, but I'm just saying a few real ones. So I hope that he was one of them on the list, because I know that I'm one. So, but with saying all of that, I'm tired of people comparing me and saying, oh, that she's not quite this and she's not quite that. Unlike a lot of people, I have a lot of stuff on my plate, and I'm still able to handle all of those things, be a wife, a mother, a sister, a leader, all kinds of things, and still be a legend in ballroom and still be able to tackle all of those things. And what I'm tired of is them asking and sending for these bitches that they think can eat people like me who won't come out no matter how much they fucking beg them. So one thing that I'm sick of them doing is constantly comparing me to those people. When they were not in their prime, when these people that they named were not in their prime, I was sending them packing. Just because I'm not doing it lately does not mean that I can't do it again. I got shit to do. I'm a wife. I got a husband at home. I got kids to take care of, dinner to make. I don't know if anybody can relate to that. You know, I'm sure that queen that called on the phone probably can't relate to that, but it's something that I have to do. And when I can handle all of those things and still come and pump on this floor and still have people off of their seats, that's a legend to me. That's an icon to me. Those are the things that I wanted to stand for when I came up. I hope that the person that called is following in those same footsteps, because whether he thinks that I'm that type of legend or not, he still needs to get like us. When that sun comes up and in the rustle and bustle of that scary world where everybody has to do their due and come out here and get a paycheck and turn in W-2s, those people like that are beneath my feet. I don't like saying things like that, but these are times where I have to fucking go there. When the sun comes up and there's things that really need to be done other than this ballroom crap, these people are beneath me. I'm not going to sit here and keep going through this trip with these people. Anybody who respects me, I give them grace. Anybody who disrespects me, I still give them grace. But one thing that they won't say is that I'm not quite anything. I'm a whole lot of fucking things and a lot of successful things. They got
sisters. I mean, fuck all that. I love you, sister.
I love you, too, and I love all of y'all. But you tell them bitches stop hating. And if it's really that bad, tell them to grow them some breath and stuff, get them some, you know, give them some bags, some body a little bit, and see me on the fucking floor and show me what it looked like. Stop calling these girls that's not coming out. Whoever, I understand it. I live for Deja, too, but she's not coming out.
Okay. It puts the lotion on the skin or it gets the holes again.
Exactly. They've constantly been calling out. They're not coming out. There's no shade to my sisters, but they're not coming out.
Mind you, wait a minute. Wait. Kelly, the queen that said that Janice and Amina and myself weren't quite there yet. Where is he at? Because we, I definitely
know right.
what the fuck is
still there. He's on the phone. He's listening to y'all. He's
what's,
his mic
your,
is still
what's
on.
What's your name, boo boo? What's your name, boo boo?
Yeah,
you
who
know
are
who
you?
We are. You know who we are. Who are you?
The,
yeah,
the panel
you?
Likes to call me the ghost whisperer.
Oh, no,
sweetheart.
No, no,
no. Who
are
you?
No, Tamara. Hold up, Tamara. Tamara, I got this because I'm from this motherfucker city. What you need to do is make sure that you present yourself because, trust me, if you don't say it tonight, somebody's going to let me know who you are. And I don't know, Amina, you knew yesterday.
You know,
I don't want to hear it, darling. You said your piece. Whatever, Amina, you knew from back in the day is
you.
No longer all I'm saying to you, darling. Is that you need to announce yourself, or else we're going to find you.
Oh, shit. Amina, there's no reason to take this personal.
No,
this
there was no reason for you to call on this phone and disrespect me in that manner. I represent our city well. Have some respect.
You do represent the city of Philadelphia well.
On many levels. So come up off me. Come up off of us.
You're not quite there. You broke down, but you're not quite there of some of the other
and
girls.
And where exactly are you?
Oh,
where are you? You are behind a phone, the name. You know who the fuck we are. Kelly, you sitting here talking to ghosts? A bitch that won't even announce herself?
Listen, I
was just
what you
if you can't announce who the fuck you
I'm
is,
on this show
you gotta
and
like
opinion. Broke down.
Divine.
You don't vote down at the caliber.
Wait a minute. Everyone, let her finish. Are you done?
Amina.
Yes.
Do you know somebody named Brooklyn X Escada?
Yes.
They said that's who the fuck the queen is.
Oh.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter who I am. I'm a legendary spectator, and I have been looking at your
legendary
performance.
There's no such thing. You don't exist here. I can't believe I'm even stupid to this level to speak this language to you, but it's necessary. That doesn't make a difference here. It has to hold weight. It must hold weight.
Kelly, you better not give that faggot another device. Not another sound wave, bitch. Shut her up. Cut her off. She's a legendary fucking spectator.
Yes, someone exercised the ghost whisperer.
Oh,
congratulations.
It puts the hose on the skin or it gets the hose again.
Baby, it just...
Anyway, can we get a real caller?
Hold on. They hung up. If you on the phone line and y'all want to address anything before myself and Rodney and Alexis go into recapping the ball, please press 1 and definitely come on the phone line. We are definitely here, and we're definitely on the phone. But Ghost Whisperer, I'm going to put you back on hold. We got some more callers. Just pressing 1. If you
no problem.
Just press 1. No, I mean to stay right there. Hold on. The next caller we have is 832-623. You're live on the air. 832-623, you're live on the air.
I just want to say I am living for Amina right now with this proper reading. It is so fish. I just want to say I said that last night. If you girls call out these hoes that's supposedly not seeing y'all status, I want to see the girls that, you know, reading go to the floor with those girls that they're chopping or that they don't see and see if they can, you know, stand up next to them. And then see where is you're not there. Where is there? Where is there?
Hold on, J-Rock. I know she's on the phone lines. Everybody wants to talk to you in the chat room. They want you on the phone lines. Laomi, press 1, honey, because she said she was going to be listening to the show. Laomi, press 1. The girls want you on the phone lines. Honey. I told her if she pressed 1, honey, we'll get her on the phone lines to everybody in the chat room. She said she was going to be listening. Oh, hold on. Here she goes. Welcome to the radio show, everybody. The legendary Laomi Prodigy is live on the phone line. Lay?
Hold on, give me a sec.
Oh, shit.
Busy.
Yes, Lay, come through. Put this lotion on your skin.
I'm going to fight
you. Put that headset in, bitch. You need to be hands-free.
Yes.
You're welcome.
It puts the lotion on the skin or it gets the
baby,
hose.
This show tonight, baby, when I tell y'all, baby, I'm gagging at these motherfucking numbers on the show tonight and say, if anybody's around, if anybody's listening to the show and they around Christina, can we definitely get tell them to definitely have Christina call her to the show? Because I don't like, I was sitting here today and I don't like her reaction that she gave when I was talking and saying what I was saying to Ashley, because I was trying to say before they grabbed the mic, it was no shade or no disrespect towards her. It was towards the judges. And when I watched the video...
Why say it on the mic? Why not say it to her?
Too late.
Because I was saying it. I was saying it to her as I was saying what I was saying. But after watching the video today and seeing the way she gave her hand movements and everything, like shushing me off and all types of things, Miss Thang, I felt some type of way, because everything that I was saying was not towards her. It was towards the judges. But her gestures and everything that she was giving on that tape was giving me a little bit too motherfucking much, Miss Faye, okay? And I respect her as a person in and outside of the scene, but for her to give all of that, and I was trying to say I wasn't disrespecting her and talking to her, and then her giving all of that on the tape made me really wanted to, you know, chop her the fuck up tonight. But I'm going to keep it cute.
Not from your hand gestures. You don't know how her hand gestures was given.
Oh, her hand gestures was given. I know exactly. I know what it was. Because I was in front of her and I was giving a very, it's no disrespect, but in the heat of the moment and everything, what everything was going on, she was giving me like, bitch, get the fuck out of my face.
Oh, maybe because you was too fucking loud.
Well, Charlie, really? She put the
yes, no, but I was not giving her much. I was talking to the judges. I was never talking to her at all, but I was talking to the judges. That's who I was actually talking to, and it was just a little bit too much attitude and everything for me, baby, but I'm going to pay it, and I'm going to stay a lady and be respectful, you know.
Hello?
But that's all. But the next time, girl, please.
Ma.
Christina,
yes.
Don't even give all that. Don't
yeah, I'm back.
That.
Okay, Laomi's back on the air, honey. What, to y'all girls that's in the chat room that want to hold on the phone line, what questions, baby? Send these questions, honey, okay? What do y'all want to know, honey, okay?
Laomi. Hi, everyone.
Hey, Naomi.
Hello.
I got a quick question. Is
Johnny's
a legend?
You asking me? Oh.
Hello?
Yes.
Did she answer? I'm sorry. My phone might have went in and out.
She said, are you asking her?
Yes, to Naomi.
I guess, like, because of timing, I guess she's legendary because she's been out for a while, but to me, honestly, growing up and seeing ballroom tapes and, you know, educating myself ballroom-wise, to me, she's never really had any moments.
I think we clarified that Stuart was just being shady that night.
He was being shady, London? Why do you think he was being shady, London?
It was uncalled for. Everyone else on the panel thought she was legend. It was just, you know, for him to do that night.
Okay, so Naomi, overall, everything that happened this weekend, how do you feel about that? Because me and my daughter, we talk all the time. How do you feel that you went and you congratulated Christina on her win and everything, and then for her to put up that status that she put up? Not putting your name in the status, but definitely talking about you in the status. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I felt kind of betrayed because I've always had respect for Christina. And, like, I've never seen her, you know, bow down to the gay ballroom bullshit or, you know, the drama. And to see her, like, actually post something telling me that I would have to be a lady before coming for her and all this bullshit. Like, I didn't say nothing wrong to her. I congratulated her on my Facebook, and I did make a point about how the judges is being unfair. And to turn around and see that, it kind of pissed me off. That's why when I posted my post, I tagged her into it so she can see it herself.
Well, maybe I've seen the wrong clip. because when I was watching the YouTube clip, Christina went to hug you, lay on me, and you shook your finger at her face.
No, like, I shook my finger at her face when she, because of the fact that she pulled my hair, and the judges were talking about, I mean, whoever was on the mic was talking about no touching. That's why I was saying no to her. Like, no, you just touched me. Because at the end of the day, she did pull my hair, because I have a couple of tracks in the back of my hair that are loose.
You think she did that first?
Tamara, one of my listeners in the chat room said the only moment Johnny's ever had is when Deja bumped her off the stage at the POCC ball.
In the room, in the blog talk room, they're saying that Johnny's just trying to call in.
Oh, Johnny's trying to call in? Honey, well, if somebody get her number, because you know we are the number one radio station in ballroom history, the only one that can get over 190-something people in the chat room and on the phone lines at one time. If somebody get her number and send it to me, honey, on Facebook via Facebook.
And while I have you here, let me clear something up. Laomi is not being sued by Poodle Cosmetics, so can y'all please put that rumor to rest?
If somebody could send me Johnny's number, I would definitely get her on the phone lines, because the phone lines are definitely jam-packed, honey. You know, we don't have a problem, you know, having the girls calling in here to the show, honey. So
I can get her in on a three-way, but I don't even know if she's speaking to me right now, because we got a little girl.
Hold on.
Johnny, if you listening,
somebody just sent her number. Somebody just sent the number. Hold on. Just sent the number. I hope this is her right number and y'all don't got me calling some trick or somebody.
It's not the first time.
It puts the lotion on the skin or you get the hose again.
Hold on, y'all, honey. I'm sorry, it's dialing this number.
Why would I send you the wrong number, Kelly?
Huh?
I said, why would I send you the wrong number?
Oh no, because I got the number. I got the number out the chat room. Oh, hold on, wait. I'm looking at my texts now. Hold on. Oh, yeah, you see these girls? Hold on, see these girls in the chat room play with me, honey. They sent me some motherfucking trick number. Hold on.
1-800-LaToya.
They probably sent me somebody's ad phone number. Hold on.
Oh, shit.
But now, I didn't know that Rodney had texted to me. Hold on. Okay. I'm calling in now, honey.
197.
Baby. Hold on. Before I bring Johnice on, I want to wish the legendary overall mother, Raquel Lord Balenciaga, a happy motherfucking birthday. It's definitely her birthday. Okay.
Yes.
Jarmish live on the airwaves.
Press 1 for more options.
Oh no, her answer machine came on.
Okay. Answer that. Put some lotion on the skin.
Hold on. Let me try to call her again, honey. Hold on. Let's try to get her again.
Big head ass.
But at the
wrong time.
Oh, that's fish.
Oh, well, her answer machine is coming on, honey. Ain't nobody got time for that, honey. So, but, you want it? All right, fuck you up. Overall, first of all, hold on, we have a private caller. I'll say what I was. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, I want to know if Laomi's going to push Shajira out of Prodigy when Shajira gets out of jail.
Get out of here with that bullshit. Okay. Baby, come on, anybody got time for that?
I'm J-Rock. I said hello, J-Rock.
Yes. Hello, mother.
But overall, you know, even though they didn't get through all the categories at the ball, it was definitely a cute ball. The tables was definitely worth $125. The trophies was definitely fabulous trophies. Was definitely decorated nice. I want to give a big shout out to Caesar and to my iconic cousin Sanaya Ebony for definitely trying to have a wonderful function and definitely trying to, you know, get everybody in the building. So everybody that came out to the ball, everybody that I was went downstairs and brung in and everything. You can't anticipate how many people is going to come to a ball and how long the categories is going to be for a ball. At the end of the day, we go to so many different people, balls and everything. We go to their balls, and they don't give out the money. They don't have the money. The ball gets shut down and everything. We can't sit here and read this ball. We can read the ball, getting through all the categories. At the end of the day, it was only three categories that was left for cash, and they was three $100 categories. All the major cash at this ball was definitely given out, okay? That's my opinion on the ball. It was hot. It was overpacked, Miss Thing. It was too many girls, Miss Thing. I stopped a lot of girls from going to jail outside because they didn't want to leave, Miss Thing. I got everybody in that I could possibly try to get in this building and get upstairs, Miss Thing, but everybody just couldn't make it in the motherfucking building. My opinion on the ball. Overall, Miss Thing, overall, from a score of 1 to 10, Miss Thing, I'll give the ball.
Donisha's calling me right now.
I'll give the ball 8 because everybody couldn't get in the building overall. That's what I give the ball. Rodney, your opinion on the ball. Is Rodney with us? Rodney's still at work. So he'd be in and out with us. Alexis, your opinion on the ball.
You know, I would have gotten to the ball, you know, a little earlier if I wasn't standing behind 10 people, you and Alexis.
Yes, mother.
maybe if you would have came around us, honey, you would have got in. Or maybe if you was downstairs when I was standing downstairs for those for that hour and a half, 2 hours in my 6-inch stilettos, getting the girls in when the cops kept leaving the block, maybe you would have got in, Miss London.
You looked over me.
You said what? Alexis?
Kelly, Janice just called me and said call her.
Oh, hold on. Let's try to get Janice on the phone again, honey.
He's the right person, but at the wrong time.
Oh, girl.
Hold on, we got to try to take this caller and try to call her again. 443-509, you're live on the air.
Hi, I was just wondering, do y'all feel as though might have been Caesar and Sanaya's, well, Sanaya did make a comment about the whole Johnny thing, but you think that Caesar should have, like, he could overrule what the Icon Stewart was saying and, like, you know, because he feels as though Johnny says nothing, like, just let her battle, let her roll.
Definitely.
One thing I'm gonna say as being a promoter, if because I know I have thrown a lot of balls. If I'm a promoter and I know blatant shade because somebody left somebody house or something of that nature, then I will come out there as a promoter myself. I can speak for myself, and I will overturn the judge's decision if I think that it's blatant shade because of those reasons. But other than that, it's not right for you to be a promoter and come out there and overturn anybody that you ask to sit on your panel, because if you ask these people to sit on your panel, you value their opinion and what they have done for the ballroom scene. So you're not going to come over there and override their decision. That's just my opinion. Rodney?
Okay.
I agree with you on that. So is that all you had to say, Cora?
Yeah, she can put it on. Thanks, Cal.
Okay. The next caller we don't have a caller. Let me try to get Jarnice again. I'm trying one more time for you, Tamara.
No, are you calling her?
She has a new number, Kylie. That's what they're saying.
They just gave me that number. Sean Gerard just gave me the number from Jamie. That's the number I have.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, that's her.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Janice. You're on the phone line.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, Janice?
That's a very bad echo.
Yeah, I'm coming off the computer now. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes.
Okay. So what's up?
Oh, they said you wanted us to call you.
No, I thought you guys wanted to talk to me. Somebody said that they wanted me on the phone, so I told them to call me.
Oh, come the fuck on, bitch. Get it out.
Okay, so Sam,
Sarah wanted you on the phone line.
Okay, so what do you want is the question.
Oh, shit, wait a minute. Man, I ain't want nobody on the line.
Okay, well, it was a whole controversy with this chop and everything, and everybody, and it's a lot of call. It was a caller that called and called the Ghost Whisperer. He had opinions. Everybody has opinions on this whole situation. And so I don't know who said call or wanted you on the phone, but you're here now. So a take on the whole thing.
Yeah, it was disgusting, and I said what I had to say there. It was retarded, and y'all know that. So that's it.
But he's a pioneer icon.
I'm going to say this here now. If I'm not a legend, you know good and well Roxy and Naomi are fucking legends. So cut the shit, okay? It's as simple as that. Stop the shit, okay? I've been here. I don't think this is come and go. I don't think this is die and rise. And I'm still fucking here. And I deserve respect. It's as simple as that. Okay?
But Janice, Janice, he said that your vogue is mediocre. Like, it doesn't, you know, like, you haven't changed.
You can think that.
Years.
But a lot of people think my vogue is awesome. And a lot of people emulate it. And a lot of people live for it. So what? I have fans from
in his opinion, he was saying that your vogue has not changed over the years. Like those other girls that you mentioned, they have evolved into different entities,
and you still remain the same, in his opinion. Right now is the question. Who was at that ball for my generation that's still fucking sitting, that still could do it? Who?
Amina.
Where are those girls? Exactly. Amina and what? Rizzy. Thank you. I'm still here. I'm still doing it. Where are the bitches that are always calling legend and talking all this shit about? Where they at?
I don't know. Get him back on the line because he was saying, how about you still doing? He was saying, yeah, you are still doing. He's like the same thing.
Yes. And I could be, but guess what, though? That is my signature shit, okay? Of course I'm going to do the same thing Christina's doing, her signature stuff, stuff that's been stamped for fucking years. That's what we do. We vogue like ourselves. We all have a different look and a different vogue, and we've been doing this for years. When you could, from my generation, you could tell who was voguing from the back because we all have our own fucking style. Hello? Just because everybody now
okay, I have to say, because the way he was making it seem like as if you were very predictable.
Johnny, can you correct
that? It was an
8-count
Amy situation.
Hello, you're making the issue my vote. My vote was never the issue. Hello?
That's what he said.
But
no, that's
you
what
have,
he
you have
phone,
Janet's style, sweetie. You don't have your own. You have Janet.
He didn't say that. He said I wasn't a legend, and that is not true.
He said you weren't a legend. He didn't see you as a legend because your vogue is not evolved. It's the same, is what he was saying.
He didn't say that. See, the thing was, when I went up to Stewart, as you guys could see on the tape, I didn't go
up to Stewart. No, not Stewart. I was saying the caller, darling.
Hold on.
267-324,
you're live on the air.
Hey, Janice, in no way I wanted to disrespect you as a performer. All I was saying is they were talking about the discrepancy about your legendary status. And what I said is that you have been out for years. We cannot dispute that. You've been voguing for years. However, where the discrepancy comes in is your caliber of voguing. Some people see it. Some people just do not. I'm one of those people who know that you've been voguing for years, and each time you vogue, it's a yawn. It's, you know, it's very okay. You know, no one's going to come to the ball to see Janice vogue. No one's going to come to the ball to see Tamara vogue unless you're in their local city. So, like, you're like a local legend. But as far as your time that you've put into the ballroom, you are definitely legendary. But as far as giving a legendary caliber performance, one chop.
Okay.
Also, it's a legendary mediocrity.
I appreciate you being honest with me. I appreciate your opinion and everything.
Janice, we're not even going to argue with him because he's a legendary spectator.
Oh, I'm only a legendary spectator, and that was me being facetious, darling. So get into that.
Don't even acknowledge them.
Hello.
Don't even acknowledge them.
We all can't talk at once, right?
Yeah, we can't talk at once. Go ahead. We got a couple of callers that want to talk to us, so go ahead.
For you to say what everybody is coming to see, how can you speak for everyone? There are a lot of people who come to see me or Tamara or whoever. You cannot say who people are coming to see. That is your opinion, and your opinion is that my Vogue is mediocre, and that's fine, but that is not the worldwide opinion, boo-boo, okay? The fuck?
Okay.
Okay, hold on. We got another caller. 646-261, you're live on the air.
Good evening, Kelly. Good evening, panel. How are you guys?
We're doing fine. And yourself?
I'm doing
Hello.
Good. This is Julio. Some y'all may know me as just watching. How are ya? How are ya? Hello, Janice.
Hi.
I'm doing well. Janice, you look good on Saturday night, by the way. Mm-hmm. Kelly, you as well.
If only she looked like she sounds.
Stop it! Stop it! Listen, listen. We're not gonna read each other. Here's what I want to discuss, and we've always discussed this topic numerous times, and it's becoming redundant. Here's my opinion on what legendary is, and I want the host as well as the callers to either agree or disagree. Now, it's not just like Kev, just like Christian Bazaar said back in the 1997 Legends Ball. It's not about
whoever's by the computer needs to move.
What happened?
By a computer, you need to move away from the computer. You have a bad echo.
Oh, my fault. My fault. Hold on. What I'm saying is that it's not the years that you've been voguing. It's not just that. It's the impact. It's the consistent wins. It's the of the years. It's the legendary moments. And it's the following that you guys have. Am I right or am I not right in regards to the legendary status?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in regards to the comment that Sanaya said, she's absolutely correct. The girls were not voguing for $2,200.
Hold on, you need to move away from your computer. We can still hear it's double talking.
I apologize. Give me a moment.
Oh, Japanese was not voguing for $2,200.
Oh, shit.
I don't
that's
okay.
Not him. Can you guys hear me better?
I voguing for the music, boo-boo. I was beat
okay.
To beat
on your
computer.
No, I'm not reading about no, I'm not reading about anyone's
they beat
performance.
Her
I'm doing very well Saturday. Very well.
Hello? Johnny.
So,
Johnny
oh, my God. No one's
well enough.
No one.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm saying is, Sanaya said it right. It is her money, and if the girls were not voguing for $2,200, she was not going to give out the money. And I respect that as a person who is supporting a category. Now, again, my question was, do you guys believe in the definition of what a legendary status is?
Who's he talking Deli? To?
He's talking to the whole panel.
I'm talking to the whole panel.
Okay, well,
I mean,
yeah,
I do to a certain extent, but I mean, I think that a legend needs to be somebody that's not just turning, I mean, not just getting, you know, seeing somebody that's out there actually, you know, sitting folks down. I don't think that you need to win every time you come out in order to be a legend. Of course not, but definitely
right,
I think that you have to have some moments.
Right, but here's the thing, Kelly. But
you just need to make some noise, at least. Make some noise.
Right, but here's
exactly.
The thing, though. Right, but here's the thing, and this is to help understand for those girls who are maybe questionable or have always been tried, and I'm not pointing you out, Janice, because you know, I really do feel bad that some people do try you, and you and I have had this discussion years ago, and you know my opinion. I'm just
right.
Giving my definition of what a legendary status is in whatever respective category. It's to win
right.
Consistently. It's to have of the years. It's to have moments. It's to have an impact, and to also make it be that bitch of your era in your category. We're to a point where sometimes when you step on the floor, the girls are stepping off because they know it is your time in your era in your category. Whatever category that you decide to walk, whoever's participating in the ball game, that's just... Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. That sounds like all the things he's not.
Can I say something?
Absolutely, Johnny. Go ahead.
Okay. As far as I go... okay? I don't know about everybody else, but as far as me, every time I've ever come out, you're not going to see no bullshit on the floor. That's for one. Whether the girls didn't see my production, my vanishing and all that, it takes time and effort into those things, okay? So I've done a lot of that. I've done a lot
not enough.
I'm just saying.
It's an echo in somebody's phone.
I've done
and
a
Johnny,
lot in my 15 years,
and it's not
right?
just you, Johnny.
Now,
I'll keep it real.
Listen, you cannot force anyone to give you a fucking trophy. You cannot
You're
force anyone to give you. You cannot force it, no matter what. So if I would have gotten more wins, if people would have gave me the damn trophy, it's not about that all the time. Some people don't ever win. Like, you have legends in the entertainment field who are not like Janet Jackson, but they're there still. Everybody's not going to be a Michael Jackson or a Janet Jackson. You understand?
You're absolutely right.
Some legends are different than other legends. Some legends, regardless of what, I have a huge following, and I've had one for years, and a lot of people all over the world that I've inspired. Does that not mean anything?
No, you're calling yourself a D-list legend. Excuse me, Johnny. Now, that is one thing that I will give to you. Excuse me. Johnny, that is one thing that I will...
You're not going to win all the time. You can't win all the time.
One thing that I will give to you is that, yes, you have been walking for years, and you know my opinion, and I'm glad that you and I can speak like adults about the situation. And it's not just you. There were other people that walked that should have not gotten through for legendary, you know, Femme Queen performance. And, you know, the panel is the panel, and it's always going to be the ballroom scene. That is
right,
what I have to say about legendary status. Now,
if you already have a reputation where they already saying they're not seeing it, they're not going to use it, this is that, it's very hard to, you know, break people's thoughts. If that's what they think, then wait. You're already voting with shit against you. Anytime I come out, I already have this cloud hanging over me every fucking time. You know what I mean? So it's already going to be a happy time if I come out. But I'm coming out for my fans, for the people that are there for me. You understand? Y'all don't know what people come. Oh my God, I can't wait to see you vote. You don't know shit like that. I have this all the fucking time. You understand? So
right. And Johnny, it's true.
You know,
it's true. Throughout your career, you've never been, you know, the type to get involved in the whole ballroom politics. You know, if you get chopped, you walk off. You know, sometimes because your emotions get involved, you feel like as though you have to defend yourself, and that's fine. That happens with every ballroom participant in their category. But moving along with that category.
Hey, hold on. I have a question that's coming from the chat room. Johnny,
yes.
The chat room want to know who deems you legendary.
We already know that. Johnny, don't even answer.
Oh, my
Donna, don't even answer.
Legendary. What? How many times are you going to go through this? This is like
right.
4 or 5 years ago. What the hell?
Right. But, Johnny.
I know, seriously. I would prefer you guys just try my vote. Read my vote to those and say I don't vote back.
Kelly, please. We have been talking about this for the last hour. We have talked about this on numerous other shows. Can we
now,
please move on to the next thing?
Now, here's what I was going to move on to was the battle between Laomi and Christina. Here's what I feel. And, Kelly, I understand that is your daughter. You defend your children 100%.
I'm not going to read.
Listen.
You can say what you have to say. Laomi's on the phone. She can defend herself very well. She's been my daughter for over 10 years. She can defend herself very well.
Laomi knows who I am, and it's not a read. Let me finish. I definitely applaud you for being a mother and being, you know, defensive for all of your children. Here's how I perceived the battle. Laomi, you know, you started doing your thing in the beginning. It was cute. What I felt as though when you got to the floor and you started head spinning towards Christina and Christina moved back, Christina used one of her elements with her leg crossing to kind of deter her opponent to get back. And she did the same thing with Ginger. Now, of course, I wasn't there at the ball, nor do I condone any pole hairing or any ginger hair yanking, whatever the case may be. And I'm sorry that happened to you, and I don't condone it towards anyone, but I felt as though I feel that the people and participants should not stop the battles, whether someone was touched, because, Laomi, you know, if you have watched a lot of these girls battle through a lot of these tapes, the girls at one point in time will touch. They will try to get you off of your game just to get you off of your voguing, just to, you know, try to discredit you on the floor. You know what I'm saying? I think you should have kept going. Now, if it was a point where it was painful where she yanked your hair, definitely that's where you would have been like, hold on. This girl pulled my tracks. We need to stop or disqualify her, you know, and do whatever it was. But I felt as though you guys should have kept voguing because as legends, you are going to have that minimal touching, that minimal shade in the battle. And I feel as though when the panel or the commentators, I'm not done.
But yeah, you're sitting here talking about I stopped voguing. I did not stop voguing. Jack stopped the battle. And then
okay.
I stopped voguing.
So what I would have done was this, Jack,
what are you talking about?
What I'm saying is, though, do you feel that as though... Do you want to continue voting?
I would have continued, but they stopped the battle.
Okay. Now, here's my thing, though. Kelly, do you mind if I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you feel as though every time your children are tried, should you stop and get on the mic and defend your children, or should you just let the battle continue and then address the issue after the battle?
No.
Sometimes
let me tell you something, right?
That can delay the time in the balls.
Let me tell you something.
Why does Laomi always need an ego boost? Why does Laomi always need for you to really...
It's sad because, Johnny, for you to be a quote-unquote legend or whatever it is, and for you to be in this solo scene a way more years than me, you always have something negative to say about my performance. You always have something negative to say about my performance. That's number one. Some of that animosity comes because for you to be in the ballroom scene for about 25 years and for me to be in the ballroom scene for about 9 years, and I got deemed after 6 years, you should feel some type of way. But I didn't ask for my status.
Hold on, hello, when I talk, everybody listens, okay? First of all, I'm not gonna yell unless I have to. Okay. First of all, let me tell you one thing. If you have ever seen me, I have stopped battles plenty of other times when it has nothing to do with anybody. When I was a couture, when I was a Mizrahi, it never has anything to do with just my Pacific children, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have stopped battles when it was other house kids out there battling and telling the judges that y'all not being fair, y'all only paying attention to one person. Pay attention to everybody. I have even went to other house members and to other houses and told them, and Rodney can vouch for this too, he's on the phone line, and told them, look, pay attention. They're not watching your child. Me and Rodney do it all the time when we act the rumble.
If you feel that the judges are not watching both contestants, do you feel as though that contestant that they're not looking at is not doing enough to get their attention?
No, because they already know it's not. It has nothing to do. First of all, if you're a judge and you're up there and you're to judge, you are to watch everybody, both participants, because you don't know what the one person is going to do that the other person is not doing at that time. You don't just watch one person. That's not being a judge. That's sitting there and wanting to pick your girlfriend automatically. It's no reason for me to sit. If Laomi's my daughter, I don't need to watch what Laomi's going to motherfucking do because I already know what she's going to do. And if I already know that I'm going to pick Laomi, my eyes is going to be glued to the other person because I already know I'm going to pick Laomi.
Here's my thing, Kelly. Do you feel as though stopping the ball and addressing the panel right then and there should be done every single
It should be done every time a bitch is not paying attention or a bitch is up out their motherfucking seat going up for somebody. It should be stopped and it should be motherfucking addressed. Just because bitches is bitter and they feel some type of way, Miss Thang, that's not my fault. Jarnice is bitter because what happened this weekend. That's why she feels some type of way. But if Jarnice would have got her tens, Jarnice would not be so bitter about the situation.
We already spoke about Jarnice, though.
Let me tell you something. I'm not a fucking bitter person because my life is great and charmed, okay? I'm a great person. I don't have any reason to be bitter. Let me explain something to you, Laomi, okay? You're focusing on this roving shit, but think about real life shit for a minute, okay? In my room, the Gas Show, I put up a post with over 3,000 members. Y'all need to go support Laomi right now with her fucking lipstick, and I want every member in here to buy a lipstick from Laomi because those are the things that fucking matter. Do you understand me? All that fucking voguing around bullshit, that does not matter. You just focus on the real shit, and I'm supporting you as a person, bitch, and as a trans woman doing something for her life, and you should respect that and give me credit for that, baby. I hate on you. I don't like your fucking vote. Who gives a shit? That's not real life. I'm talking about what you're doing as a person.
Let me say, because I clearly
just said that she might not have a personal issue with me, but it was the whole Vogue thing. Yes, I do thank you for supporting about my whole lipstick thing and that movement, and honestly, that's why I did this movement, is for us girls to stick together and support each other. So that, yes, I thank you for that. I have no issue with thanking you for that. But you talking about giving you credit and all that for what, Johnny? Who are you to me? Nobody. You sitting here talking about real life shit when you sit here and you're mad because you got chopped over a fucking legendary status. So you cannot sit here and talk about real life. At the end of the day, Vogan is a part of my career, and Vogan is a part of my real life.
You could put them on another line, but Kelly, my thing is this.
You can't sit here and be mad at me because if you want to talk about opinions, everybody has opinions, and if I sit here and I speak about my opinions about how I feel about you and what you look like and what you stand for, then we can sit here and go back and forth.
I want to thank Jarnice for calling in. We about to transition into something else, honey. Baby, my daughter don't have time to sit and read anymore, honey. She's off the phone lines now. So I want to thank y'all for definitely calling in. I'm back to my regularly scheduled program.
Ooh, Demita, no.
Who said to need to know? I wasn't even on.
Wow, you ain't hear all them undertone reads that was going on for the last 20 minutes.
No, I was, baby, let me tell you something. Let me log my camera back on, honey, and get back in the chat room, honey. I wasn't even listening to them, honey. I was in the bathroom, walking back and forth and everything, honey. Because at the end of the day, like I keep telling these girls, I don't have to defend my daughter. My daughter has been around me for 10 years. Her mouth is just as nasty as mine. She is more than capable of reading herself and pinning any bitch that she needs to pin in check and motherfucking check. Okay? And at the end of the day, Alexis, are you there? Alexis, Ivana, are y'all there?
I'm here. We here.
Okay, Alexis, honey, your take on the ball, darling.
Where do I begin? All in all, congratulations to congratulations to Caesar and Sanaya. You know, I feel like they did what they could. Like I tell people, we don't know the logistics of dealing with people because we as a community, we have destroyed enough venues, especially here in New York, that we can't find a decent place. So I don't know what was the logistics of the building. I don't know about, you know, because, bitch, I had to walk up 3 flights of stairs this thing. I was not well with that at all.
I know you wasn't.
And I was like, girl, I thought this place had an elevator. Like, why can't we use the elevator? And then when I finally got to see the owner and listen to how he was talking to Caesar and was begging for more money because all the people was in the building, and then they said that he called the police and because it was too many people and he wasn't getting enough money. And it just was too much. What else was I about to say? The $2,000 category, Kelly, it's no shade. The category was blah. The performance was the looks were
blah.
And it was just like, okay, well, they got their chance. Who got their chance? Who won the money? Oh, well, it is what it is.
Why she look like that?
I don't know who this is calling me. I didn't even get to see the category. That was the sad part. I was over it, pissed, sitting in the back. Everybody kept bringing me these badass bags of coke, and I was just over it. I had like 6 bags of coke coming home from the ball, and all it was like some babbage. Listen, girls, if you don't know what you're doing, stay out of the factory, okay? Because it was bullshit.
Oh, my God. Y'all should have Jamaican.
Yes.
Okay.
Sunday. What was Sunday? Was the
Rumble.
I didn't see the Rumble, period. Me and my housemates, we sat in the back the whole night in our little VIP section. Overall, Father Snow bought a bottle of Grey Goose or something, and we sat back there and drank, and we had a nice time. Monday night was the holiday party. It was nice seeing some of them is right here, some of them I haven't seen in a long time, like my brother Marcus from L.A. And I enjoyed myself, and that was my weekend.
Ivana, your recap of the weekend.
Who was the house member?
Alexis, London is talking to you.
Who was the house? Are you officially Aga?
Nope. Any more questions?
Oh, so which house members were you sitting with?
I was with my house members once again. My house.
Okay, Vanna.
The ball was, to put it in a better context, not what I expected. The categories, most of them, I was not going to say female picker performance. Most of the categories was blah. I would say the energy in the building was high outside of the categories. It was a really good turnout, a lot of people there. A couple of things that went on that I didn't really like that happened around the ball. But for the most part, it was a really nice ball. Got to see a lot of people I hadn't seen in a while. It was really fun. The Rumble, of course, I was with Alexis, so I did not see the Rumble. But we had an extremely fun time at the Rumble. And I definitely wanted to thank you, Kelly, for inviting me to the Mizrahi party, because I had a really nice time there, too. Okay.
Rodney? Rodney must be not in the office and still got the phone on. So, London, your take on the ball, or did you make it in the building?
I was in the building. You know, you say it was 8 categories, but the 3 categories that they actually had were really blah. And, you know, the crowd, it was too much going on, and I just could not focus.
Why you couldn't focus, girl?
But I do commend everyone, Sanaya and Caesar and Ballroom Throwbacks for even, you know, trying to throw a ball.
Oh. Hold on, we got a caller. 347-693. You're live on the air.
Hello. Yes, honey. What's the
T? What's the E?
I'm good, honey. This is Miss New York calling, darling, the lady T. Yeah. Wow. First mistake. I really want to know, though. My first thing is I want to know, Laomi, where can I buy your lipstick, darling?
Miss Lady New York, you need to move away from the computer. Laomi?
Okay, let me move from it. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yeah, Laomi, she wanted to know where can she get your lipstick from.
Oh, you can find it on Amazon.com and also on MyPoodleAssassin.com.
Okay, thank you, honey. And I just want to say, y'all guys are doing it big. I'm up here just teasing the hell out of Johnny's and stuff like that. And I'm just listening. Kelly, I love you down. I love all of you down. Keep doing what y'all doing. Mwah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. If anybody else is on the phone, because it's just 1 o'clock. We started mad early tonight. I started early because it was so many people on the phone line.
Hello.
Yes.
This is Rodney.
Go ahead, Rodney. Your recap of the ball or the weekend.
Okay. Well, the ball was, you know, extremely crowded. Definitely with a lot of people that we haven't seen in a while that came out to support. Because New York definitely wanted a ball of that caliber to happen. So you had the old and the new generation. It was definitely in the building. I want to not pick out different points and stuff, but since it's the ballroom recap, I do want to announce some of the winners that was at the ball.
Yeah.
So I'll start with the first category, which was it was about 40, 50 people that walked. Like I said, at a ball of that caliber. They probably wasn't going to finish on the categories anyway because it was going to be highly contested for all the major categories. So the Twister vs. Sister had about 40, 50 people. Little James, Khan, won that category. Definitely was some good competition in the building. So congrats to him. Skipping around in about another order. Butch Queen Face was won by Bob Exotic, Mugler. Women's Face was won by Ms. Rahi. What's her name, Kelly?
Alyssa Ms. Rahi.
Alyssa Ms. Rahi. She looks stunning. Film Queen Face was won by Nadia Milan. And Drag's Face was won by Madison Tsunami. They all three had to battle for additional cash. And Ms. Rahi won.
Mike's sister, right? Yes, that's Mike's sister, Alyssa Ms. Rahi,
$1,000. What else did I have? Perfect Tens. Big shout out to my daughter, Nina Prodigy. She looks stunning. She wanted to walk it for the first time, and I was hesitant at first, but then once I saw her look and her dress and everything, I said, go ahead for it, and she was victorious. She walked against Danielle Icon, and she won over her. So big shout out to Nina. What other category I remember? But that's what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. On the film queen performance, they had the legendary ones with the icons. Then they had the regular film queen performances with the younger girls. So big shout out to Jasmine Icon. Went back home to Icon for her win with that. And congratulations to Christina for her win for the grand prize.
Congratulations to Laomi for the legendary performance.
Laomi for legendary, Christina for icon, and in the battle. And congratulations to Christina for her win. How does that break down, Kelly? I still do not know who won the house with the most, because everybody had like 2 and 3 wins.
Hey, boo.
And also, Film Queen Realness. There are a lot of different categories for that broken down. They had Glamour, which was won by Destiny Aga. They had Banji, which was won by Marisol Prodigy. They had the Legendary. Didn't Nicole win Legendary?
No, they closed the ball when they caught, when they got their fans.
Okay, so they just did the Glamour and the Banji and the school
the
teacher.
Glamour, the Banji, and the Executive.
Okay, and the school teacher one was won by an Icon as well, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was that St. Clair? Was that? Jazz Realness or Film Queen Realness by the
I think
St. Clair.
The St. Clair's won best dress. Yeah, the St. Clair's won best dress. Female figure best dress. I don't know who won the male best dress.
Okay.
So for everybody that said it was only three categories, it was actually eight categories that was had.
Right. They had the categories. You know, they was broken down into individuals, I mean, into group categories with individually. So it was actually a little bit more, but, you know, it was just consolidated into a grouping together. So big shout out to Sanaya and Caesar on trying to put on a great event. The social aspect of it was definitely 100% turned across the board. The food, the liquor, the trophies, the whole ballroom aura was everything. It was very nice to see Stewart and Lance. They came for a ball. And then on Sunday, we did our BBQ outing, which was great. We got there. The House of Tsunami was there. I mean, the whole house was there when we got there.
I don't know.
Hold on. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Okay. So we definitely had
a nice
time.
Grand prize, perfect 10.5 goes to Alola and Antonio Blahnik.
Oh, okay. Because I don't know. I must have been in the back dealing with some issues at that time, because I didn't know they actually had. I saw pictures.
It was a lot of categories that was had. All the major cash categories that was on that flyer was had, except three of the $100 categories.
Oh, okay. Yeah, also, about the media whore battle between Trishie and Alicia Keys. Congratulations, Trishie on her win for that. The ladies definitely look hot.
Oh, yeah, they fucked that building up. Yes. Hold on, we have a caller, private caller, you're live on there. Oh, what the fuck is wrong with this shit? Yes.
Hey, yeah, I'm calling in to send out a shot to the House of Fellas. And I want to say happy Black History Month to all you sodomites out there. You know Harriet Tubman was born on this day. Now, I got something to say to that gal. What's her name, Naomi, or whatever it is. Now, I'm going to need you to take some of the... But wait, before I get to her, I want to say to you, Kelly, you must have stopped eating chitlins and stuff. You sure look like you the guy smaller, baby. Now, I'm going to say to that gal, Leia, or what her name is, them prophets that she make off of ass fashion, she need to invest in her some new tux trains or whatever and get her a Christina some too. Because y'all can't be out there calling yourself ladies with the cat feet hanging everywhere. Looking like you got pants on. Yeah. So, baby, that's all I called in to say for right now. So go on and put me back on mute and don't hang up on me because I might have some mess to bring to the pot.
Well, I'm saying, Mother Fella, 202-569, you're live on the air.
Miss Kelly,
You were sitting.
Who says?
Miss Kelly, you were sitting, and I loved it.
Oh, I
can't
get one.
Can you bring my sushi, please? Thank you, thank you, thank you, love. I do try.
And I have to also say that Shayla Stacks gave us a worldwide performance, honey. She was cunt. She was done. She was in our category. She was a John Provocateur. She was serving. She stood up on that table, and, honey, it was everything.
Thank you, Coral. I definitely, hold on. You want me to slow in there? Baby, I definitely got to give a big shout out. Give a big shout out to my sister, Miss Alexis Clark, for definitely, you know, doing my hair. I definitely got to give a big shout out to Timmy Z Smart and Miss Carrie and Diva Devonna. Definitely a big shout out to them. And I'm sorry that Devonna missed the category, and I'm definitely going to make it up to her, but big shout out to all of them. This sushi is fab, honey. Hold on, we got to call up 646-503. You're live on the air.
Hello, this is Bianca.
Hey, Bianca.
Hey, Bianca.
Is this Kelly? Is Kelly there?
Yes, I'm here.
OMG, Kelly, I just got to say you look amazing at the coldest winter ever. Your hair, your outfit, everything was beautiful. I loved it. Your bag, everything. Love, love, love. And that's really what I got to say. And I also want to say that what they did to Johnny's was ridiculous and shady, and that's about it.
Thank you, caller. The next caller we have is 267-324. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly, you never addressed the issue about you coming out as Mother Prodigy.
Where did that come from?
Is that false tea?
Yeah, it's very false.
Yeah, it's Rodney, don't say it like that, Rodney.
You know, I'm just saying, it's false tea.
That's false tea. I'm not a prodigy. Where did that tea from? Really? Okay, hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Let's try this again. Private caller, you're live on the air. Please don't get hung up on. Okay, well, you hung up on yourself. Okay.
Okay. Put the lotion on the skin.
So. I thought the girls would call in, but I guess after you see yourself on tape and you see that you make an ass out of yourself, there's no reason for you to call into the show and make a bigger ass out of yourself.
Oh.
So,
Shut up.
What?
No, please.
Well, let's talk about, you know, we can go back and forth in between balls, but they said the ball in Chicago, the girls was crying because they didn't have the money to give out in Chicago. If anybody in Chicago can call in and tell us about this function, please feel free to definitely call in here.
I said this long before the ball even came, that they wasn't going to have their money.
They said the icon Eric Eminem was crying when he had to come out and tell the people that he didn't have the money. So maybe the other girls from Chicago can call in and tell us.
Eric is not an icon.
Kelly, stop giving away titles. Stop giving away stats.
Yeah, but say Eric is not an icon. He's a legend.
Oh, well, I'm only saying what's coming across my desk.
Who?
I only read what comes across my thing. I ain't giving a... Don't try to get me red.
Well, let me ask a question. I heard Jack call... what her name is? Sydney Star out of Legendary. Is that true?
Oh, I don't know. Hold on. I'm trying to get Garlis on this line. I don't know.
Wait, who?
Alicia
Keys and Scott. Marcus, I know you're listening. Come here.
She did try her legendary.
Okay, well, I need to know when did this take place, because a lot of people are like, how the fuck she became legendary? I don't know.
Well, the red phone is going off. Let me see. Oh, sorry. Eric is legend. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm only saying. Hold on. I'm trying to. My thing is not working over here, Miss Say. What's going on with my internet, honey? I'm trying to dial, honey, and she ain't dialing.
Marcus.
Put lotion on the skin, honey.
I'm trying to get Garlis on the phone. Is somebody cooking something in here?
You know, Marcus is got a PR person this quarter.
My internet
okay.
Is up, buddy. Honey. 202-69 Marcus.
Yeah, so, what did I just say? I missed it. I was on the phone. But I didn't hear everybody else's score. I heard your score, Kelly, but Alexis, what was your score out of all?
We already had this conversation one time this weekend.
What was your score? It was a state of a public, girl. Y'all, you know how y'all try it.
Girl, it was about 7. I give it about a 7, Charles.
Right.
I give them that much because they got the girls in the building.
Now, what y'all wanted to know, y'all know Eric came on the show last night.
Sydney Star, legendary.
Jack called her out as a legend, right?
I mean, was it deemed or was it one of those mistakes?
Who knows, but
okay.
I mean... You know, a lot of people, guess what? A lot of people are only being acknowledged by one person. So if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander.
Marcus. Hold on, wait, hold on, Roddy, because I feel like he's going somewhere with this topic. So what are you trying to insinuate, Marcus?
I'm not trying to insinuate anything. If it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander.
I mean, what are you talking about?
Whoever.
Marcus is on his phone talking about you.
I didn't say nobody's
name. Is in the sky.
But as I said,
hold on, Roddy, what you say?
Mr. Gander is in the sky, Marcus. Is that what you're saying?
It's good for the goose. It's good for whoever. You know, it's a lot of demon going on this weekend, last weekend, the Midwest Awards Ball. You know, we'll see what happens. Maybe they will officially deem her.
To my nephew,
acknowledge her, excuse me.
To my nephew, that's Justin Kahn, honey. To my nephew, that's asking the question.
So,
Marcus, what would you call her? Would you acknowledge her as a legend?
I think she has a body of work that could be considered legendary, yes. She has wins.
A local legend?
A local legend. She's won over more than local legends.
In Chicago?
They came to her, and she's won in Atlanta. Let's go back to the Chanel Ball like 5 years ago. She won there.
I didn't start hearing this girl's name and saying it to that. She won that $1,000.
Kelly, you haven't heard a lot of people's names, but they're legends, right? We go somewhere every week and we hear somebody new that's legend. Why we want to focus on this? We, you know, whether she's legendary or not.
Come here.
You know, if she lives in Chicago, the Midwest Awards Ball is March 9th. Maybe she'll be acknowledged. Maybe she, you know, who won't? Nonetheless, I don't think she's concerned about being legendary.
They see you.
Why do y'all try with certain people? Y'all know what? Y'all really. You know what? Let me keep it.
Well, let's see what your call is.
Wait. I wasn't trying it. I was just asking.
Not you, Divine. You're pretty good.
Call the caller, you're live on the air. Yes.
I got a couple comments about the ballroom scene. I'm kind of set up with it right now.
Go ahead.
can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
All right, I just I'm kind of fed up with the ballroom scene, like how it is right now. Like, you watch these movies and clips, and they portray
Hello?
It to be
Hello, Cole, are you there?
Can you hear me? Hello?
You got a lot of background noise.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah,
Hello?
He was there, but he got a lot of background noise.
Hello?
Can y'all hear me?
Is y'all there?
Yeah. Yeah, we can hear him. Go ahead.
Hello?
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 We can hear you, Carl.
All right, I'm just saying, like, I'm just a little disappointed with the ballroom scene right now. You watch a lot of, like, the videos and the documentaries and shit, and then, like, you go to the functions, and it's just not what it used to be no more. I think it's due to, like, all this reestablishing the, I guess, the status and the icons and shit, only because it's a couple of black people that I think would be legendary right now or whatever that are positive in the scene, but it's not, like, it seems like a lot of the not-so-positive people get shine or whatever, I guess, because they make their mark with their drama and shit like that. But I respect a lot of people, too, you know what I mean, at the Coldest Winter Ever. I guess it was cool, but, like, what they did to Janice, I know y'all tired of hearing about this, but what they did to Janice was uncalled for, you know what I mean? Like, if you have somebody who's legendary in the scene or whatever, you respect them or whatever, with Laomi and Christina, I think that both of them were legendary, you know what I mean? It's just that a lot of people discredit Laomi because they say her style is new and she's dramatic. And I think that whatever you performance you give that makes you legendary should be considered a legendary performance. So, I mean, I don't know. It's just kind of weird. Like, they don't hype it up to what it used to be. It's like a real kind of negative place no more. It's not fun. And that's my thoughts on it.
I agree. I don't like Janice. She don't like me, but I agree. I think she's legendary. I think she's been a while, and like Marcus said, Marcus for her, she has a nice body of work. And, you know, I mean, I can remember looking at her years ago. So, I mean, I can definitely see that. And, I mean, to me, it's no question that Laomi is legendary because Laomi has been everywhere and just about looking out everybody, and she has definitely evolved what female figure performance is. So, you know, whether you like it or not.
I love Laomi and I love everybody. Like, for the most part, what I don't fuck with is how the shade and I guess the reads change to be so dramatic nowadays. Like, it takes up so much of everything that you can't really enjoy, like, a function no more. You know what I mean? It's cute for the internet and Facebook and all that. Like, you know what I mean? With the fake profiles and it's just a light key, but you know what I mean? When you go to the shows and the girls or, I guess, whoever prepares for it and they spend their money, they go out of town and do all this and do all that. You know what I mean? It's kind of whack. You know what I mean?
You ready?
For the icons and the legends to show out. You know what I mean? Like, it don't be too much of the regular people will be the ones with the status.
Carla, can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Kelly?
Do it really look like any of those bitches spend any money on those effects?
Hell no.
You know what? The reason why they probably don't spend money for effects is because of every single effect, I mean, every single ball or whatever, they have them sold back-to-back. They call for the same production every time. They call for the same effect.
It was $2,000. They could have spent at least a good $500 or something.
Yeah, for categories where they offering up, for the categories that they offering up big cash, I think you should definitely bring it. But if you, like, have the same category or at every one, they calling for, like, a dramatic clown or
those effects look like they was in the back of the closet. They had been holding on to it. They had to perform it and evolve it. Somebody said that Janice's tap was off her shoe. Somebody said that Christina's suit was dirty.
But you know what?
It had makeup
Janice,
on
though.
It. Yeah.
At least Janice or whatever, she came or whatever and she performed or whatever. Now Christina, on the other hand, she's iconic. I live for Christina, but I mean, it was so tacky, like, she didn't even give much or whatever, which she usually give. Like, I'm like, oh, man, like, you know what I mean? I'm usually seeing legendary cunty Christina, like, don't I look sexy, bitch Christina, like, you know what I mean? But it was kind of whack. And I'm like, oh, man, like, you know what I mean? At least I could see if she vogued and she really, like, won, but she ain't who shit.
Kelly, somebody just asked me if it was Sanaya Ball, why was she on the panel? They had never seen nothing, no promoter do that. they're new to the scene, so they probably haven't seen it if it has been done.
Yeah. But I want to thank you for definitely calling in, Carla.
Thanks for having me, Kelly, and I respect all of y'all. And do something with the scene, please.
Thank you.
You're
Lay.
Huh?
What do you have to say about all of this stuff that's going on in the gag show?
Well, I just know that somebody's bitter, and I don't blame them.
Oh, my God. It went down the official.
Yeah, she, I guess I need to throw some top away. And, yeah, she tried to call me a boy in a dress. So on the radio show group, I posted a post, and I gave her the credit that she asked for supporting my lipstick line. And she went under there and kind of ruined me.
We're going to put Kelly ass on hold.
Oh, dope. And I want everybody that's on the phone line, all 161 people and all the over 207 people that we have on the phone line. Definitely, if y'all love listening to all of this negative and drama and shit that we have going on here in the ballroom scene, definitely tune in tomorrow night where it's definitely positivity. It's called the State of Emergency Show with the icon and the CEO and founder of the House Couture, Jasmine Couture, and it's definitely a show that could definitely intrigue you and definitely topics that will stimulate your mind. And, you know, they have Q&A, and then, you know, within the last hour of the show, you know, it turns into a little kiki, and we kick it off. So definitely tune into that also tomorrow. But I don't understand, honey. Leomi's not going to. Leomi's not. Yes.
I don't understand how somebody could sit here and call me a boy in a dress when they look like walking testosterone. And they've been looking the same for the past 12 years. She's been looking the same for the past 12 years. Muscles, same biceps, same muscles, same veins running down her arm. Like, how dare you? You just got a set of bags a year ago, and you talking about I should get surgery. I feel like the hormones is working well in my body, and when I finish getting my money up for my pussy and for my facial feminization, I'll be fine. I don't have to get silicone so my body can be bruised and hard. Like, come
Let's
on.
Get, but you know what? We definitely got to give Janice a round of applause. We definitely got to give her a round of applause. You know why? And
she's
we definitely got to give
for that look.
We gotta give Janice a round of applause, and we gotta give Leomi a round of applause also because if it wasn't for Leomi, Miss Thing, and Vogue Evolution, Janice wouldn't have been able to go across seas and make that money to get her tits.
Oh.
So thank my daughter for your bags.
Oh.
Why you say oops like that?
And another thing, I don't know how the category was calling for. It wasn't calling for Emma Frost. It was bringing in the name of Emma Frost, and she came out there looking like She-Hulk in a fucking rubber cap suit, in a scuba dive suit.
Oh my God!
Let's say what I tell y'all is
all she was missing was a surfboard and sand.
Oh, my God, Leomi, you're putting the lotion on her skin, honey.
That's
Miss Thing,
right.
What I tell y'all, Miss Thing, okay, her mouth is nasty, Miss Thing, okay? Trust me, Miss Thing. And a lot of y'all say all of these things, and y'all ask me why I stop battles when she's battling and everything, Miss Thing, because, bitch, she's a fierce cookie, Miss Thing. That's why I stop a lot of battles, Miss Thing. Hey, everybody wants to sit around here and thank Miss. She can handle her own. Trust me, okay?
They should actually be thanking you for being there and for sitting there and you speaking for me, because I don't have the patience to go back and forth with these girls. These girls, like, I don't understand. It's sad. It's really sad, especially coming from somebody like Johnny. Bitch, if they read you and they give you much about your legendary status, that's your problem. Maybe you should have came out and been a little bit more. Like, I never said she wasn't legendary, so why is she worried about me? Like, I don't understand that.
Who's for me to know?
Bitch, if it wasn't for me being on TV, bitches like her wouldn't be able to come out the house and be respected for who they are. Like, come on, bitch.
Oh, girl. Did we
somebody
just need to know?
Somebody needs to lay her in a fucking chamber of moans. That's what the fuck they need to do with her.
Wait a minute. Why did she just say, okay, on here it says,
The only reason bitches are telling you this is because you broke down. I thought she said she didn't see her broke.
No, she's trying to say what other people think. She's trying to say that I look fierce and all that. Bitch, if I look
no,
fierce...
No, but no, she said on here that because you broke down...
Yeah, because I broke down. She
said,
contradicting
yes, she did,
herself.
Because she said she don't see her Vogue and it's tired.
Yeah, she's a walking contradiction, just like she calls herself a woman, and yet she's sitting here climbing niggas' backs and selling her male genitals.
Oh, my. Need a no.
Demita, oh no. And she thinks she looks like Janet Jackson. She looked more like Tito Jackson out of drag. The only thing she's known for is Tu Wong Fu.
Oh my God.
Miss Day, I keep
you're the motherfucking improper influence.
Miss Day, girl.
She need a moan bath. That's what the hell she need.
She need a moan bath.
Girl. Oh, my God. Laura Spears asked her how many pounds does she bench press.
Baby.
Oh,
she could probably lift up Kelly a few times, honey.
Oh, my God. This is horrible.
Y'all girls in this chat room is not going to say that lady look like Naxima Jackson, okay?
They trying it. That's a compliment.
Miss Say, y'all will not say she looked like Naxima Jackson, Miss Say. Look more like she looked more like J.J. Walker.
Ooh.
Dynamite!
But I had enough reading. I had enough time reading for her. I just gave her her 15 minutes of fame, and maybe now she could be more relevant.
Oh.
Oh, hold on. We got another caller. 678-993, you're live on the air. 678-993, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. 612-326, you're live on the air.
Oh, my God.
Hi, I just wanted to say, Laomi, you definitely just made Johnny's relevant, for sure. And I'm kind of wanting to change topics a bit. If we can get off of reading Janice for a minute, and can we? What would really make my night is if you guys could read Ashley Icon for, you know, a couple of minutes. Really
where do you want us to start?
Start on her wig.
You started.
Well,
start on her ugly ass wig. Start on her fucking out of shape, misshapen body. Start anywhere you want to start. I just want you guys to cut
hair.
Her a little bit.
Okay, what is it that just really burns you up about Ashley? Please do tell me.
Her wicked ways. Like, I'm so sick of her giving all of this. Like, every time she's on a panel, she wants to say Janice is a legend. She wants to say all of this and that. Baby, let's just start on her body and why she looks like a fucking snowman. Like, I'm just so tired of her. Like, read her, please.
Oh my God. I'm gagging at you, Cole. I'm gagging at y'all, baby. Y'all
and
are
Kelly,
going.
Kelly, I live for you, Kelly. Keep doing what you're doing. Please don't ever stop.
I'm not gonna stop, honey. I'm going to continue to do what I do because I can do it, bitch. And ain't nobody gonna stop me. And ain't a bitch gonna motherfucking check me, boo. Okay.
That's right. And Kelly, I just want to say, baby, for as many people that hate on you and have something negative to say about you, you have a lot of people that really support you. And please don't stop that shit.
And I'm here. For all 3,822 people in the chat room and everybody that listens to this motherfucking show, Miss Thang, I'm here for everybody, Miss Thang. People don't have a voice, but I want everybody to start learning to find their voice, Miss Thang. And when they learn to find their voice, Miss Thang, the ballroom scene will be much better off. But until they find their voice, I'm going to be here and I'm going to say it like the fuck I mean it. Miss Thang, I'm going to continue to talk until they throw that motherfucking dirt on my motherfucking casket, Miss Thang. Ain't nothing going to stop me from being on this radio show, and y'all girls should already know that, Miss Thang. I done went live on the show from jail, bitch, so ain't nothing going to stop me from getting on the air.
Oh, my God.
okay? Yes. I'm a bad bitch, okay? I spill my tea before anybody else spills it. Thank you, caller, for definitely calling in.
Thank you so much. You put me back on hold.
The next we have is 484-802. You're live on the air.
Since we're on the topic of Ashley, I would just like to say that I really, really did not appreciate her whole attitude. Like, if Shania just said something about what you're supposed to be doing as a legend, and I don't think you should be screaming and clapping, rooting for one person. That really don't make the new kids want to come out and vote if judges are not being fair, and she was very unfair.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you, caller, for definitely calling in. The next caller is a private caller. Hold on. Wait, hold on, Grandma. You have something else to say, caller?
Okay.
484-802, you have something else to say?
Besides the fact that Laomi should have won.
Oh.
No, that's it.
Okay. Grandma, you're back on the air.
Yeah, that last caller made me remember. I need Ashley and Nicole to tell me where they get their cross colors from, because I sure been looking for some. I want to be a young girl again, too. I need me some of them cross colors.
I'm gonna fuck you up, Grandmama.
Yeah, I love you too, Kelly. Go put me back on hold, baby.
Okay, we're definitely gonna put you back on hold. Press one when you're ready.
Oh, God.
Bitch, if we could talk about some of these girls, look at that boy. Oh, hold on, we have another caller. 347-272, you're live on the air.
I was at the ball. I could say that for... As Sonaria said, for legendary status, I mean, if you got to ask why you was chopped and you're a legend, then you shouldn't be a legend.
Baby, is that all you have to say, caller?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to put you back on hold. If you got something else to say, just feel free to press one. But
Kelly, your hair was really banging. Girl, I'm really kidding. Alexis, you put your ass in that. How many bags did it take you to get up on that? Bitch, you did that. That was a jam, Kelly. I was looking at that online. I love that hair. That's my favorite hair.
It was very last minute, too.
Baby, yes, it was, Mistake Girl. I was over her, Mistake Girl, because bitch was supposed to be at my house at 6 o'clock, honey, but Sean Vaughn, bitch, I was gagging Mistake, bitch. I thought I was
gagging. Okay, this is my question. Was that the natural wave pattern of the hair, or did you actually curl it like that, Alexis?
Well, actually, it's a Brazilian natural wave that I was selling, and it's 5 bundles, and it has a natural wave pattern, but of course, you know, Kelly is not a virgin girl. She's very Remy about the situation, so she don't know how to really take care of it, but it looks a lot better now.
This is what happened, okay?
She washed it, but Divine, she washed it with water and let it air dry.
Oh, no. Well,
okay, listen. I asked somebody, okay, my hair was itching, Miss Thing, okay, girl, and the wave was leaving out of my hair, okay, the last time I had my hair. So I asked somebody, what should I do to the hair? They said, just get in the shower and wash it, Miss Thing. They ain't say use no shampoo and conditioner, bitch, so I got in the shower, bitch, and I washed her, and I brushed her out and let her ear dry. Mr. Lexi's going to come here and go talk about, ooh, girl, what you done did to this hair, Miss Thing? She all dry as shit, Miss Thing. I said, well, girl, they said wash it, bitch, so I washed it. She said, you washed it with what? I said, I just washed it. She said, you ain't using no shampoo or conditioner. I said, no, I just washed it.
Oh, no, sister. And you washed it without braiding it?
No, I washed it and then I braided, but then I let it out. But I ain't know, because then the next day, when I got up on Sunday, I washed her and deep conditioned her with shampoo and the leave-in conditioner in, and you know, and she back, honey. So I was wet and wavy last night and on Sunday night. I brought her back to life. Thanks to my sister,
so,
Alexis.
What was that Saturday? I mean, what was that at the bar? Was that a wand or that was a red
wand? Yeah, I
wand curled
it.
That was some color.
She wand curled it.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. It was hot. I loved it. I did. Ooh, I got in.
She won curled it for me. But since we're talking about hair and looks, Miss Thing, bitch, I see some girls, Miss Thing, at this ball this weekend, Miss Thing. Baby. All right. Okay. I don't know. I don't understand, girl. I don't understand, Miss Thing. Bitch, they got motherfucking, they got wigs out here, Miss Thing, girl. Okay, girls need to start indulging in their hair, Miss Thing. It is no reason why girls should still be running around with bohemian yaki hair, Miss Thing. It really, it's really a shame, Miss Thing. These girls running around with bohemian yaki hair, Miss Thing, running around with these motherfucking $14 synthetic wigs, Miss Thing, looking the way they look.
I didn't even know they still sell yaki.
Yeah, they still sell yaki, bitch. Bitches running around with these motherfucking synthetic curly ass wigs, Miss Thing, and shit, Miss Thing. Girl, it was just a mess, Miss Thing.
Which bitches you talking about? I want to know.
Miss Thing, girl, just go look at some of the girls' profile pictures, Miss Thing, from this weekend. A lot of the girls fell
for it. The girls to learn how to invest in more than one type of hair.
Oh, girl.
Who you talking about, Lexus
Bleach
Dish?
The girls had like one pack of hair. This was a lot. Like,
who's the girl?
One pack of like auburn hair, like, and it was like squished down to the forehead, and it's just like, oof. Like,
hold on, we got a caller. 44. Oh, they hung up. Okay, they hung up. We had a caller, but they hung up. Baby, some of these girls' hair look bad, Miss Faye. They look bad, honey.
Oh, sister, I hate when you don't say the name. You know, I like the whole teeth.
Well, Divine, I'll give you all the tea, Divine. I'll give you all the tea over chicken and waffles on Tuesday.
Okay, that'll work.
I'll give you all the tea because I'll be in town, honey, okay? So, L.A.,
okay.
Get motherfucking ready, bitch, because I'll be in L.A. for 3 weeks, bitch. So, get ready, honey.
Ooh.
Take over L.A., honey. I'm going from L.A. to Oakland, from Oakland back to L.A., and I'll be in L.A. for the awards ball, honey, okay? So, girls, get ready. Honey,
okay.
Hold on, we got a caller. 443-889, you're live on the air.
Hey, Miss Kelly.
Hey.
I got it to you, honey.
Yeah.
What about Miss Jasmine Carnhair?
What about it?
It looked a mess.
No, I think her hair actually looked cute. I liked all of the blues and the purple in her hair.
Okay. I like the color concept, but how it was put in her hair was a mess.
Oh, I didn't really get into how it was put in, but I really like Jasmine hair. I think Jasmine hair
I like the colors, no doubt. I like the colors, but how it was put in, it looked like her sister hair.
Oh.
Look like it was just bundled all up together. I mean, that's what it looked like to me.
It looked like what?
It just looked like it was just bundled all up together. Like, I like the color concept, but it just didn't. No.
It looked bad.
Okay, my question is, did you see her before or after she bowled?
I saw it before.
Okay. I'm just asking. I didn't see it, so I don't know. I was trying to give it a little, you know.
Mm-mm. It didn't even matter.
Okay.
But that's all I had to say.
Okay. Oh, my God. What I tell you, the girls have no mercy to say. The girls really don't.
Okay. She put the lotion on her skin.
Somebody say, I'm going to give a big shout-out to my two sisters, Alexis and Miss Vaughn, honey. Alexis, you really look good this weekend, Miss Say. You look like you could sit with me.
Did you hear what your makeup artist told me?
No, I wasn't in there. I was prancing. I was feeling my sexiness.
He said, you know we're not as near as bad as Kelly's.
Girl, child, Miss Thang, girl, I like to sleep.
I didn't even ask you. You said you didn't need as much as Kelly.
Miss Thang, please stop it, Miss Thang. Actually, you needed a little more, Miss Thang, actually. It was cute. It was
cute. When I walked in, he was putting that putty on your face, and it was like, okay. I thought he was going to make a mask and then put it on you and, you know, decorate. But it was just that was a makeup, girl.
Yes, I will definitely be in Vegas this year for Tempted to Touch. I will definitely be in Vegas this year for Tempted to Touch. I'm up in the motherfucking building this
okay,
year.
Don't okay, don't play. You already know, honey. We are not playing this year. Me, Rico, and Jamie and Tempted to Touch are going left.
Yes, honey. I'm gonna be up in Central this month. It's going down this year, honey. In LA this year, honey. I don't know if I want a cigarette.
But you already know Vegas is in March. And then you know you come back for 4th of July.
Yes, it's going down. We're making it a big thing, honey.
Kelly.
Yes.
Jamaica White says she just wanna let you know that she was sitting this weekend.
Jamaica White want to let me know I was sitting this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Jamaica White. I do try, you know. Honey, I wasn't going for a new look. I was, you know, somebody had my look on last weekend.
Hold on, Kelly, you and Shay Shay was dressed alike. Then you turn around and repeat it with Temperance War the following week, girl. Maybe you need to step your fashion order up.
They say, I don't understand why me and these girls is in the same store.
Well, if you think about it, girl, why are you in the store with Temperance?
I don't know.
Oh.
Baby, you know, I gagged. If y'all look at the pictures from last weekend from Atlanta, and y'all look at the pictures from this weekend, me and Tempest had on the same dress. Only thing, mine didn't have the studs on it. I guess she got the studs added on to her dress. But we had on the same exact dress.
Oh, my.
I don't know what's going on, honey. You know, me and the girls, you know, we don't see eye to eye with each other, Miss Thing, but I guess we got the same fashion sense. Is that what it is, Miss Clark?
Yeah.
Cause Miss Clark, you really look good, Miss Day. You look like the plus size Oscar. Y'all didn't think she looked like a plus size Oscar this weekend?
She really looked good.
Her makeup and everything was sitting, Miss Thing. I was really gagging, Miss Thing. I was actually impressed with her, Miss Day. I was impressed with her this weekend, Miss Thing. She put her whole look together without, you know, my help. I was really impressed with her. Hold on, we have another caller. 347-859, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, everyone.
Hi.
Okay.
Well, I'm actually calling because I'm a person who looks from the outside in. I'm just an observer, of course. And I just don't like the shade based on towards you and Naomi. Like, what's up with Ashley?
I don't know.
Is this like jealousy or something?
I don't know. Maybe we will have to ask her when we see her out one day.
Well, I admire you, Kelly, because you do your shit. Like, you're totally entertaining. And Naomi?
You know what we might have to do? You know what y'all might have to do? So we can hear her side of the story, I think everybody should hit Nicole up in her inbox and tell her to re-erect her show so we can hear Ashley's side.
resurrect.
Bring it from the grave,
okay.
Yeah, honey. Come on, Nicole. Put the lotion on the skin or you get the hose again.
I'm gagging. That's what you had to say, Carla? Oh, he hung up. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah, am I on mute?
Yeah.
I'm a big in California till for the National Bingo Conference. So, yeah, I want to know where I can meet Divine if I want to play her in some tennis. Where the ball going to be?
Inbox me.
I don't live here. So it's a ball in L.A. in Oakland, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm not going to sit on the air while I practice because I don't want all the girls up at the park spooking my teeth.
Oh, okay, baby. I'm going to get
Can I give you my number? Here.
Yeah.
Grandma Ma, your cricket is going out.
Big old pan of Jiffy Pop.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go put it back on hold now.
Okay, the next caller we have is 646-288. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, love.
Hi, panel. This is Quincy Icon.
Hi, Quincy.
I have a question. Why the girls calling in here dick ride you so much? I just don't understand it.
How are they dick riding?
Everyone got a problem because Ashley makes a scene or she says how she feels. Kelly, you do the same thing.
No, I
Everybody
don't know.
Got a problem when you make a big fuss about Naomi or when you make a big fuss. The girls is a big contradiction. Because they sit here saying that they don't like that you grab the mic every time Naomi battle and you do this and you do that. So they don't like the same thing that Ashley speaks out loud. That's Ashley and that's you. Y'all both do the same thing. So what's the problem with her doing it and you? And no, she don't have a problem with Naomi. Ashley actually sees Naomi. The issue wasn't about Naomi. So whoever thought it was, it wasn't.
Actually, me and Ash, what I did and what Ashley was doing was two different things, Quincy.
How?
But see, that's like...
Do you realize
that?
Do you realize
Quincy,
that Naomi gets shaded because of you?
Quincy.
Do you realize that?
Quincy.
Oh, yes. Uh-oh.
That's like me sitting on the judges panel and you and Rico Allure is Rogan and I'm going crazy for Rico Allure and I'm paying you. Quincy, you're not going to have that. You're going to run up there, and you're going to want to know why are they doing that. We have
you're
seen
right.
you do this plenty of times.
You're right, but at the
and
same
so it's not
point,
the,
it's
not the
Kelly,
thing what I was doing
Kelly,
and what he was
have
doing.
Done that. Look when Deja won $1,000. The whole crowd paid everybody else that walked. Deja was Grand Prize Deja. They didn't give a fuck about nobody else that came out. It wasn't a problem then, and it's been many a times with Mika, Allura, and other girls have came out and turned it so fiercely that the crowd and the judges had just been captivated by that one person.
When I'm sitting on the panel, I don't do that, and I don't
but
think any judge
but
should
Kelly,
do that. And if I see any judge, and if I see any judge doing that, and I feel that they're being disrespectful, I'm going to let them know, and I'm going to put them in their place.
And you have the right to, but Kelly, you just as much as long as them is it's not your ball. You got a chair in front of the House of Prodigy while the category is going on when your daughter is walking trying to intimidate judges. That's unfair to people, too. And
see,
it's being biased. That's not
Quincy,
fair because you don't
Quincy,
belong here.
Quincy, we're not gonna go there, Quincy, because before the legendary category came, Quincy, I was sitting there with Twista
Records. But you don't have the right to sit here. That's unfair. You were
sitting there before,
just like everybody else.
I was sitting there before Twista versus Sister. I was sitting there when Twista and Sister was going on. I was sitting there
because you knew
right,
your
and nobody knows
was
what.
Up.
And nobody know. I did not know the category was coming up. I did not know the category was coming up. And nobody knows what 2 cents I had in that ball.
You're right. You're right. But you didn't come out in a grand march. So
nobody knows, and I don't come out in a lot of grand marches, and I don't come out in a lot of grand marches, but I have 2 cents to deal with the ball.
And I understand that, Kelly, but it's still
so I don't come out for grand. I never came out for a grand march at the awards ball. I never came out for a grand march at a collections ball. But I always have 2 cents in the pot of the function.
You're right, Kelly, but did you ever take the time to sit back and think that Naomi will not get shaded if you don't have to bogart the judges panel every time she walks. It's
but
not
ain't nobody
about
was
her.
Bogarting the panel. If the judges would just sit down, if Ashley would have just sit down and not been biased and saying, What, Christina?
But she wasn't the only one saying it. It's just her
and
voice.
Ashley wasn't the only one that I was addressing. I said legends and icons that sitting on this panel. She was not the only person I was addressing. She was the only person that got up and said something.
Okay, but Naomi wouldn't get shaded, Kelly, if you not there.
Baby, Naomi's gonna get
shaded.
Naomi's gonna get shaded. Naomi's gonna get shaded regardless. So what happened? Okay, so quick, let me give you a prime example. The last time Naomi and Christina battled, I was not even on the floor. I was sitting down at my table.
And she was not shaded.
And yes, she was shaded.
She
ate Christina into a box. And we all know that Christina.
We all, Christina won. And we
at
all
the end of the day, that's what counted.
And we all,
and we all
at the end of the day, we all motherfucking know that Christina has no motherfucking foot in the pot of handling with Laomi when it comes to motherfucking performance. And we all know
Kelly,
that.
It's two different generations. You're right.
Yes,
but
it's two generations of motherfucking
it's
Vogue. And that's
styles.
The only reason Christina won. It was two generations of Vogue.
Styles.
And it was an old ass generation of bitter motherfucking people that was on the panel. For her, and they felt sorry for her because she lost the $5,000. So they wanted to make it up to her. That's exactly why.
I mean, you might be true, Kelly, because I did hear that. But at the end of the day, Kelly,
well, it's not.
You have to realize they serving her because of you. They can't
at the
serve
end of the
you.
Day, at the end of the day, they could never serve her. Because what these old bitter bitches was doing back in the days and what they're still doing, my daughter has gone took that and took it mainstream. She done took it overseas. She travels from country to country to country, Miss Say. These bitches probably ain't even got a motherfucking passport with their motherfucking name on it. And will never, ever see the stamps that this lady has in her passport unless they go into sell their motherfucking dick across country.
Callie, you know how we get... But at the end of the day, are you bragging or complaining? Because that's
not
about Laomi. I'm not complaining
because she does this for fun. So I'm never complaining, Miss Thing. They're the one complaining because they just don't see it and they can't take it. And it's envy and motherfucking shade at the end of the day. And they're just mad because they still old bitter motherfucking bitches. And what she's doing, Miss Thing, they can't do, Miss Thing, okay? That's what it is.
But overall, I will say I had a good time at the ball. I could care less about the categories or anything. It was just good seeing the people that was there that I haven't seen in a very, very long time. The Twister versus Sister category was completely a fool. That's no way and ever should be the first category of the night. I felt like they could have had categories in between that after every, like, four or five battles or something, and they would have had more, you know, time to do more things. But other than that,
it's a learning experience. It was both of their first balls, and it's a learning experience. You learn and you grow from experience.
But let me ask you something, Kelly. I thought Caesar had such a wonderful relationship with the owner of the building.
Yeah, but you Quincy, you gotta realize, Quincy, okay? And I don't know, I don't know if I'm gonna be stepping over boundaries and everything, but. When you give somebody $4,000 to have the ball plus a $500 cleaning fee and then plus the night of the ball, you give them another $2,500 and they see everything that's coming in from the door, you know how people get greedy. They want more.
Yeah, I understand.
Thinking that you're getting more than what you gave them, so they want more and they want to keep for more and asking for more, and nobody has time for that. That's why nobody patronizes the lab anymore, because that's what they do. They want more money, and then when they don't get more money, then they want to try to sideline and let people through the sides and all types of things. That's basically what it was. He wanted more money. He's getting greedy. The place started out at like $1,700, but after seeing the money that comes in there, they want more, and they want more, and that's why, and that's what it is.
But then that also says a lot about girls that are throwing the ball. They business mind ain't right, because at the end of the day, if you got a contract for something, and with any event in New York City, with any precinct near the venue that you're having it at, if you register your event there, there's nothing they can do because you got your paperwork. The girls got to stop going under the table and try to be so secondhand and slick with shit and do shit the right way, and they wouldn't have this type of problem with these bum-ass venues. Bad enough, we got to walk up four flights. It's one exit in and one exit out. That was tired. Anything could have went down in that building, and a lot of people could have got hurt. But
it wasn't one exit in.
Right, it could be done.
It wasn't one exit in. It was more than one exit, but, you know, they just that's just the one they use. It's like three or four different exits in that building.
So why other girls that couldn't get in couldn't go to another exit while the cops was in the front and pay their money to get upstairs?
Because if the girls would have listened to me, Quincy,
uh-huh.
And nobody would have got turned away from that ball if the girls would have listened to me, but the girls didn't want to listen, okay? I told all the girls, just walk around the block let the cops get off the fucking block, and I will make sure everybody get in that motherfucking building. The girls did not want to do
that. Tell you talking about walking around the block. Bitch, do you realize how cold it was out there?
Yeah, I realize how cold it is, Miss Thing, but that's I realized how cold it was, Alexis, and the girls had on motherfucking coats, hats, and gloves and everything. These hoes that live over here, Miss Thing, that work over here, Miss Thing, they walk up and down this motherfucking block all night long in their heels and no coats and everything. And they make their motherfucking coins. So what the fuck did it take for the girls to take a lap around the motherfucking block and come back and let them leave and come back? I let them in the motherfucking building because I wasn't trying to turn nobody away. Okay, they didn't want to do that. They want to sit there and argue with the cops, get thrown up against the wall. The cops want to take their IDs and give them summons and stuff. Bitch, I would have took a lap around the motherfucking block and this thing, and I would have came back. And that's what some of the girls did. Go around the block, come back, Miss Thing, and I made sure the girls was getting in. 30 at a time, hold the door, make sure the cops not coming. The last time the cops came, when everybody seen me come up and I walked through the crowd with Jack, the cops told me, we know you just let about another 60, 70 people in there. You let anybody else in there, bitch, we coming up in there and shut it down. I said, you know what? I can't do no more, Miss Thing. I came upstairs, and that's when y'all see me walk and get my seat and sit in front of the prodigies. I let about a good number 300 girls in before the cops came back and said, no more, or we coming up in here to shut it down.
Yeah.
I could have stayed down there and continue to let the girls in, Miss Thing, and still have Caesar and Sanaya get the motherfucking money bitch, and then have the cops come in there and shut it down, bitch, and they wouldn't even have what they had.
And the girls still would have been reading.
And the girl still would have read, Miss Thing, but, bitch, please, you can't get mad, bitch. We tried everything. But don't worry, Miss Thing, I got a new spot, and it's owned by a lesbian, Miss Thing, here in the Bronx, Miss Thing, and the spot holds 1,500 people. And she's a lesbian, and all the security and staff that works in the club is gay.
So, well, I have to say, Kelly, I enjoyed the show tonight. Good night,
Thanks.
Everyone.
Good night. The next caller we have is 678-993. You're live on the air.
What's up, everybody?
What's going on, Fred? How you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Daddy!
I just had a quick question. Why Christina Nuts was out?
Because she icon.
So your icon, you don't have to tuck. You can have your nuts all over the place.
Yes.
Okay, good evening. Y'all have a good night.
Oh, Fred.
612-326. You're live on the air. 60 seconds and the show is going to be locked. 612-326. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. Okay, you're gone. I'm gagging Miss Thang, honey. The real icons of Ballroom Show.
Gabby, are you getting the tea on that picture Marcus put in the underground?
Baby, Marcus, go lay the fuck down someplace, okay? Stop trying it, Marcus, okay?
Ain't he a mess?
Yes, he is a mess. Alexis!
You called?
Yes, Alexis. Alexis, don't send for me, Alexis. You and Marcus, you should have been here at my house on Saturday.
Oh, they always there?
Yes. You were here, bitch.
Oh, I'm not. That I thought the other one had came too.
Oh no. Honey. Yes, Marcus, you should have been here at my house. They was both here.
Yeah, they
won,
Marcus.
It's a party.
Yeah. Baby, it's definitely a party,
honey. Okay, it's 2 o'clock now, right? So we can get to the madness.
Okay, well, get to the madness.
Hey, Kelly, did you find Chanel?
Yes.
Where was she?
Girl, upstairs by the roof door.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I found her, baby. Oh, girl, you know, girl. Child, yes, honey, child. Go ahead, Marcus, let's get to the madness.
Since we've been so PC tonight, I guess we gotta move to the Midwest.
Did y'all hear the whole scandal from Chicago?
No.
About
$115.73?
Actually, it was $117 after we did some fact-checking.
$137, but
$20 was taken back because the category was opened up. So it was $117 after we fact-checked.
And it was supposed to be how much?
Well, hold on. That came from the audience, so it don't really matter how much it's for. The category was originally for $1,000, and I think Twitch was for $500.
You know, somebody said that. Remember, we was having this discussion, and they was like, "Oh, I'm going to get that money." And you, what did you tell them, Marcus? Don't waste your time.
Yeah, I did.
I wish they would have went.
But you know what? And I'm gonna say this. How do I say it?
No,
hold on, we got another caller, Marcus. 770-907. You're live on the air.
What's up, everybody?
What's going on?
What's up, Kelly? What's up, Gordo? What's up, Marcus?
What's going on?
Oh, it's Booty?
No, this overall Father Snow.
I thought that was you just called in. That wasn't you that just called in?
No, uh-uh.
Well, that was not, we got to retract that statement. That was not Fred that called in and asked why Christina Nuts was hanging out. That was not Fred.
Wait. I didn't even hear that. I wasn't even on the phone. I just called in right
before
2 o'clock.
Because somebody called in and he sounded like you. And we was like, what's up? And everybody was saying what's up to you and everything. Then the caller went, why was Christina Nuts hanging out like that? And I said, ooh. Hey, we didn't
oh, no, that wasn't me.
Now, I didn't even, ooh, Fred, why would you ask a question like that? She's an icon. I said, okay?
Oh, no, that wasn't me. I'm just getting on. I'm just getting back on. I had hung up, and I just got back on after 2. Right before 2 o'clock, got him.
Oh. So, Marcus, so they never got the $1,000. How much did they get?
$117.
Oh?
What's up, Fred?
$117.
Who got $117?
Chicago.
So why is somebody throwing a bottle? They don't have money for grand prize.
Cause they icons and legends.
What that mean? They got an icon legend credit card or something.
He had an ATM card. He didn't want to go use it.
He didn't get to swipe his icon card.
His wand wasn't working, and the ATM, he didn't want to go outside and risk taking any money out the bank with his ATM card.
Well, in his defense, the ATM is kind of far. I do know that.
I remember I wanted to get some chicken.
Did anybody go? Because it seemed like everybody was in New York.
Go get them kids their money.
Miss Thing, that's so fierce, Miss Thing.
Did anybody call?
Well, I heard he had 500, but the girls had took it, so he must have thought he was gonna give it out with the 1,000. So
like they said, realness was $500. The Ebony girls won, and they wanted their change, so they got their 500.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, they were about to beat some ass.
Uh-huh.
Kayana and Toya wanted their change.
But I guess this is my question. Once you saw it was only 40 people in there, or 50
wait, it was only how many people there?
And we were told 45.
No, but wait, because this post I saw was like, ooh, the girls is in Chicago.
Yeah, the girls were in Chicago.
Who
that
came from, Alexis?
The post was like, ooh, the girls is in Chicago. I was like, okay, well, maybe, you know. But Marcus, you said it was only 40?
Well, the number I heard was 75, or about 20 people got in for free. So let's say 40, 50 people. So 50 times 25, because I'm going to assume, like, you know, they've been calling the ball prepaid. But, I mean, so I'm assuming you're walking into the venue paid off and you've paid some form of deposit to, you know, your DJ or sound man or whatever. So, I mean, you should have had a little more than what you – okay, let's just say you gave away the $500. You gave Ray Ray $250. There was still about another $500 left somewhere. What did y'all do with that money?
Baby, it puts the lotion on the skin or it falls again.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I've been to a lot of balls where
– whatever it was, y'all need to get him on the phone so we can get some answers.
I've been to a lot of balls where they haven't had the whole 1,000, but they'll start off and say, well, y'all, we only got 500. You know,
I'm
pretty sure the girls would have booked.
People actually say that?
Yeah, they do.
Yes, ma'am.
They do, please.
That's a respectful thing to do.
No, the respectful thing to do is since you've been advertising for months on the end, you come in the door with all your money.
That's the right thing to do.
Hold on. Let me be clear, Alexis, it's not many people. We're just going to be blunt tonight. There are not many people that walk in the door with their grand prize money. Now, as much as y'all want
but
to play chat.
They're also not battling a major ball where it has been heavily advertised.
I'm not putting anything on it. I'm basically saying not many people walk in the door with their grand prize. Because let's be clear. Everybody, okay, let's say you're having a ball, right, Alexis? And let's say your ball does flop. Let's just say it flops, right? And you short $1,300. Now, I don't know about y'all, but my bank only lets me take out, I think maybe, it might be $800 from the ATM machine within
24 hours. Who you bank with?
Bank of America.
$1,000. $800 one transaction.
It might be
$1,000.
I'm telling you.
$800 one transaction.
It might be something like that.
It's $200 the next transaction. I know for a fact.
Okay. Okay, I'll take your word for it. So, if you were short $1,300, you know, you can't go to the ATM shit. So I just noticed a lot of people don't walk in the door with their money. You can tell that when you pay out the money, when girls paying in ones and fives, and if you walk in the
you
door with the money, I didn't
you
pay
paying in ones and fives, that means you down to the last bit.
But, Rodney, have you ever been paid in ones and fives?
I have. But they gave it to me.
That's the biggest thing.
Some people know who's going to have their coins and who's not. And you know who's most ball promoters who's not known for throwing successful balls. They most of the time let you know that they got their money up front instead of, you know, if you go to somebody's ball, you walk in the building, as soon as you see it's only 50 or 10 people, unless it's somebody who you know got the coins, you're going to be like, oh, they don't got this money.
Right.
And half the time, the parents ask,
in 2012,
before my child walked this category, do y'all have this money?
Well, y'all know when this man was taking up a funeral fund that he didn't have the money.
No, that's
and
a different
that,
person.
That's why it was only
person.
70 people there because everybody
was. I thought Kenny was having a ball with Eric.
No,
yeah, but
Kenny
not
was
the person with the funeral fund.
That's two different people.
I thought they was having it together. I'm sorry.
No, the funeral fund is someone totally different, not Kenny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a totally different person.
First of all, those girls, when they walked in that building, Miss Day, because most balls that you go to, you can see in the building, Miss Day, you know, before you go in, Miss Day. First of all, bitch, when you walked in and you see it was nobody in there, I wouldn't even gave them my $25 or $30. I would have walked back out and went home.
But, Charlie, some people might have been thinking like this. If you go to the ball, that many people there, you say, okay, good. I don't have to battle that many people to win my $1,000.
Child, bitch.
So you look at
but
that
way,
too. I probably would have said that if it wasn't a major motherfucking ball going on, Miss Day.
Thank you.
I would have said that if it wasn't a major ball going on with somebody with the stature of Sanaya, that this was her first ball ever, I would have said, okay, I'm going to go in here. They probably got the coins, and I'm going to play. Miss Sang, bitch, please. Girl, everybody and their motherfucking mama was in motherfucking New York motherfucking city, Miss Say.
So you knew it wasn't going to be packed from the jump.
Oh, no, this is my question. Was it that really Midwest people there?
don't even know.
The Midwest Girl Sisters page, well, you can, there was no way possible way to see everybody. But, I mean.
Well, if they wasn't there, they damn sure weren't at the ball either.
Right,
the Midwest people themselves, based probably based on the same thing from last year's Legends Ball, which was in Detroit, people just probably had a sour taste in their mouth from last year and was giving her, no, we're not going to go.
Right.
But like Fred said, you know the repertoire of people, but the same people who have not gave out their money in the past still get crowded balls.
Yes, they do.
Like the luck of the draw type of thing. And maybe we need to go back to last year because it's we actually started the trend by playing around with it when, like, okay, let's post a video or post a picture of you with your money before the ball, showing us your grand prize money. And you saw those balls had people there, whether or not they...
Well, I don't know that because I've seen some people post about their money on video, and it just didn't look like the right amount.
Right. Because even though I'm gonna speak for myself as for the ball I was supposed to have in New York, James and myself, we knew that because everybody was looking for a ball in New York, when they had to change to DC at the last minute, we knew that it was gonna be less people come, so we were gonna have to do whatever. But in Five Guys, when I showed y'all what money I had in my pocket, y'all know that the grand prizes was already gonna be paid out. So it's the integrity of the promoter to make sure that you have what you need to have going into the ball venue.
And the girls will be at their ball next year.
Okay.
Well, you only have 45 this year, Kelly, so how many do you think going to be there next year?
Well, I don't think he should have no more balls if he's crying at the function.
Yes,
shit.
He's definitely crying.
Well, ain't that right, Divine? You don't need to be throwing balls if you're crying and shit.
Not
let's
at all.
Get into some of the drama that we had this weekend. Kelly.
Yes?
Where's Beverly?
Oh, I don't know. I think once we have Vogue night.
What was the big situation in the club at the Rumble?
Oh, I don't even know. I heard something about Lucky and some ex and some other shit. I don't know.
And did somebody else slap one of the film queens at the club?
Yes, I did hear one film queen in Escalita talking about she got slapped in the face.
Oh, you talk about Little James Caan baptizing Dejanay Icon.
Oh, that's who it was?
Yeah, Little James after the closed circuit after the ball was over and everybody left. Little James baptized Dejanay and
No, this was during the Rumble Ball. I want to say she was an Ebony.
She an Ebony.
Oh, y'all talking about this Ebony from California or something
Sabrina.
Like that?
Sabrina. I think her name was Sabrina.
Oh, my God, Sabrina, they put the lotion on your skin, girl.
She was like, oh, my God, he slapped me. And I was sitting over the corner. Oh, I wish y'all shut her up, but she is
Oh, they put the lotion on her skin, honey.
Yeah, some Ebony got slapped.
Don't worry. They coming. I hear them coming.
Sabrina Ebony. Wait, hold on. We got a caller. 9-1-3-5, you're live on the air.
Yes, sis. I'm glad you wrote this motherfucking show up.
Who's that?
This is the underground after dark. This is the overall East Coast mother snow. Hey, sis.
Oh, we got some new members.
No, that's Claudia.
No, that's Claudia.
Yes, where's Dexter? Trust me, I hear him coming, Claudia. He's coming. Because you know, the evidence was good for putting on a show, honey. It was a lot going on with this.
Oh, yeah. That was blowing my high with. Oh, there was a lot going on with the Ebony's. And somebody was trying to jump on Mr. Black Card and everything.
Chicken.
I heard that Cabbage was going to attack somebody or something.
No, Chad, it was mad because Cabbage was voting over the Ebony's. Yeah.
And Sir Ebony
Miss Saying Harold.
What you fall out?
Wait a minute, Harold chopped you?
Yeah, he tried to, baby. But you know we wasn't having that. Where did you do that at?
I have a question.
Oh, wow.
The legendary performance. How come everybody came out there and it seemed like everybody got their chairs and then when they came back, they had to be called back and their status had to be questioned and all that? What was that about?
No,
the category was $500 and it's supposed to have been with a look. And some people just came out with jeans and T-shirts on and stuff. So Jack didn't want to just give up her money. In addition to, she wanted to see if the girls really gave them one by one. If you, are they legendary? And do they have on a look for the
yeah,
category?
I noticed that some of them didn't come back out.
Right, because they only had on jeans and just hoodies and stuff, so it calls for a look.
Baby? Your girl's always trying to put the lotion on the skin.
What's up with this lotion on the skin?
Yeah, girl, I'm about to go give you some Jergens or something.
You got to get it. It's from Silence of the Lambs when he had the little bitch in the hole, honey. He just goes, it puts the lotion on the skin or he gets the hose again.
Listen, Bob, I'm not going to do this with you tonight.
You got to get it. It's a Kiki. That's my Kiki. I love it. It puts the lotion on the skin or it gets the hose again.
But I think all that with what Alasha was saying with Kelly, I think she was just playing. I think it was all just in a joking, fun way, because everybody was really laughing and kicking about a whole lot of shit on the panel. But I don't think she was serious when she said what she said.
She wasn't. Check the back case, Kelly.
Hold on, let me look, honey. Hold on.
Hold on. They actually said the only thing you was directing was the choir.
That was
okay. Oh, I don't know if she did. I think. Oh, child, I can't even tell. I was about to say something, honey, but I can't say it on the air, honey. I don't know if she did, but she's probably one of the girls on this list that's gonna be coming out.
What list? What girls? What list?
A list of girls that's not allowed back in the play.
Oh. Escalitas?
Yeah.
Well, we can't come back to Escalitas.
I don't know. Who is the one that got put out?
I don't know that Butch Queen name that my daughter beat up in the bag.
Paula, I got a question.
Oh my God. Somebody got put out for snowboarding in the corner.
Somebody was snowboarding in the corner like that?
Somebody was snowboarding in the corner, honey.
Kelly.
Yes.
What's going on with Vogue Nights? They canceling it or?
No, they're moving it to Mondays.
No. It's a thing. It's moving to Monday. It's a thing that Miss Teresa has with the people from some magazine and Rip the Runway, and they're gonna be moving it to Monday night, and it's a whole big thing that's gonna be happening with all of that.
That's
a lot of
vote. So now it's going to be on Monday night.
So you're going to have a major ball on Saturday, Rumble Ball on Sunday,
Vogue
Night on Monday. That's the cut into the recap.
On Monday, God damn
that
it.
That cuts into the recap.
Don't cut into the recap, honey. Because I only go out to Vogue Tuesdays when somebody's in town, honey, and I want to go out with them, honey, but it ain't going to cut into the recap.
It's no shade. It's normally kind of empty, so on a normal night. It's normally empty on a normal night, but it's really not going to matter.
Somebody just inboxed me saying Jemele Chanel was put out for, hold on, let me read it. Jemele Chanel got kicked out for bumping in the bathroom.
Hey.
I told him no snowboard fits in that bathroom. That bathroom is too small.
Well, if he did get put out, he sure came right back in.
He just did.
So, I don't know. I know somebody picked up his bag and he left on the
table.
Oh, Miss Saint, I was so real last night at the club, baby. I was so mad, Miss Saint, because, bitch, you know, I was out and, you know, and I couldn't really get fucked up on Saturday or Sunday. So, you know, on Sunday, you know, I snowed twice on Sunday. And then I took it out this aluminum foil that the man gave me and put it in my dollar bill. And so, you know, I was in the back, Miss Thing, last night, getting ready for the show, calling Alexis and Vaughn, like, where y'all bitches at, Miss Thing, honey? Y'all need to hurry up and get here. I opened up the dollar bill, Miss Thing, girl, and all my shit was all motherfucking seeped in George Washington's face. And it was gone, girl. A bitch was mad, honey. I was a motherfucking Texan, a Larry, like, oh, bitch, where you at? I said, I got girls here at the club that need some. You need to get here, honey. I came back out the back, and he was in the front, honey. I had to text the girls, like, y'all better hurry up and get here. Larry here.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Larry.
Honey. And Alexis Ivana, the reason he didn't answer y'all call the other day is because he changed that. He got a new one. I got it last night, though.
Oh.
That's why he didn't answer y'all call. Baby. So I heard that the Ebony's are supposed to be trying to attack Cabbage this weekend in Philly.
Oh, no.
Not Cabbage.
I know where that came from.
Huh? Honey. That's the tea that I got, honey.
So is Cabbage still at Ebony?
No.
He's voting over Ebony's then.
Somebody told me they was mad. Dexter was very highly upset because the kids was chanting Ebony when they called Cabbage out.
Oh.
So Dexter, oh, shit.
There you
oh,
go.
Shit.
Oh, is that the icon?
No, honey. Welcome to the show, Dexter.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Y'all woke me up out of my sleep.
Yes. We want answers.
I wasn't mad about that. Y'all know why I was mad. I'm sorry to disturb the house of snow. But, you know, I was a little pissed off. Y'all just hit it on some white couches, and it was like, you know, y'all just disappeared so goddamn fast.
Yes, the House of Snow had, I guess, honey, they had their VIP section over there in the back.
Yeah, Chanel got arrested for getting caught. You know, I had to bail him out and stuff.
So, Jessica, why did Sabrina get smacked?
You know, I didn't know what was going on. I was over on the other side. I had spoke to Mousy, that he said they apologized, whatever, was kicking or whatever the case may be. And then, like, on my way home, I'm getting all the messages saying that Little James smacked them, Little James threw water on my daughter, Janae, Icon, and all this and that. So I really don't know what's going on. Like,
oh, yeah, he did baptize her. I've seen that for myself. It's on tape and everything. He baptized her.
Oh, why?
It was something because of her leaving the house, and he had did something for her or something while she was in the house or something to that nature, and he had told her that he was going to get her. So that's why he got her. Honey, and that's why he had got her.
Okay.
But, baby, it was crazy.
That's,
why
that's
he do
a little more about the cabin situation.
Well, is it true that Cabbage got a hit out on Roy and Jahar?
Ooh, shit.
What?
Is it true that Cabbage has a hit out on Roy and Jahar?
Well, what? I thought Stewart put him out.
I don't know. I heard that the girl, something was about, they were, some people were supposed to be talking all mega shit about Cabbage and reading her and all types of things and stuff. Dexter, can you confirm us or not?
I never heard that.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard Jahar getting beat? Have you ever heard Roy getting beat? Or have you ever heard Cabbage?
Well, yeah, we never heard
We never heard about them getting beat, but it's different when you're talking about Cabbage and her ice pick.
Right, if she had one on her.
Honey, because you know that lady keeps her nasty ice pick, honey. She's sticking move.
But it's not that deep, you know.
Oh, okay.
Everybody will be all right.
So is Cabbage going to eventually come back home? Or is Stuart sticking to his guns like that chop?
Kelly, I can't fuck with you. I can just see. I still can see your face when that chop
came.
You
got a ball coming out.
Baby, ooh, I love that chop, honey. That chop was special. Hold on, we got a caller. 973-766, you're live on the air. 973-766, you're live on the air. I love that chop. That chop was just so iconic, Miss Say. Me and Stuart don't see eye to eye, but baby, we seen eye to eye that night.
Who?
I got my life from him. I actually respected him that night.
Ooh.
Why?
Because he chopped Janet?
Yes.
He
chopped Rebel Nation.
She vote about a minute and a half.
I watched the tape. Janet did her thing. Janet was on beat and everything. Like, you know, I mean, like, at the end of the day, it's no shade. You know what I'm saying? I understand how you feel about your daughter, Kelly, because I'm like that with certain people that I know that's bringing it right. You know what I'm saying? Just like on Sunday, my child lost against one of your children against your child, and he was on the band list.
Who?
He was on the band list, but he lost.
Well, that night Janet wasn't in control.
Oh, you talking about Kendall.
It's bullshit. There's no such thing as no fucking band list. I wish somebody would tell me I'm on a fucking band list.
But let's talk about Johnny's status for a minute, though. If this lady has been already walking, legendary film queen performance, and beginning getting her teams, and the icon, Andre, said that she was legendary, why do the girls keep continuing to try her status? Like,
they
don't
see
it.
They'll see
that. Like, I mean, but nobody do anyone else like that. It's a few people who got questionable statuses in the ballroom scene, but I don't see nobody caring like that on the panel with them.
They say because you talking about, okay, well, let me give you a prime example. That's Jardice and I'm Kelly, Miss Say. I dare motherfucking bitch. I don't give a fuck with a bitch. I'm going to back you clean off that motherfucking bitch. Jardice is going to walk away and she going to pay it. Yeah, I'm going to walk away and I'm going to pay it, Miss Say, because even when I'm walking, I got on the hill. I'm going to walk away and I'm going to pay it. But, bitch, when I come back out that back, Miss Say, bitch, and I cold cock back and smack the shit out of you. Miss Jardice needed to just smack the shit out of somebody. If she would have smacked the shit out of Stuart, Miss Say, he probably would have changed his vote.
That bomb would have been over if she would have smacked Stuart. She would have looked like Tito Jackson for real.
She looked like that regardless.
But no, but
she can't help
that. That's not fair.
But
that's not fair.
Her performance was, you know what I'm saying? I liked it. You know what I'm saying? Let me say something to you, Kelly. And this is no shade whatsoever. I remember in D.C., right?
Yeah.
Major won over your daughter, right? Major was shocked when she found out that she won over what you call. You see it on tape. She grabbed her face like, oh, my God, I won over Naomi. They cut up. They showed out at the ball. They shut the ball down. You know what I'm saying? She didn't get near a chance to rebattle the remaining people that was left on the side. You know what I'm saying? Due to the fact of her contact with Jasmine Couture during the period of time, you know, in between the next day of the ball. You know what I'm saying? And she paid it. She paid it. So all I'm saying, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, like, it's only going to be one winner. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, we be up here fighting every time they hear the ball, and somebody in our house don't win. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't do it in a long time. You know what I'm saying? And start beefing and arguing. Because at the end of the day, them girls still going to do what they're going to do. They still going to do it. You know, it's a girlfriend thing. You know how it is. It's not going to ever change. The only way it's going to change is somebody got to get killed. Somebody got to die. But that's what's going to wind up happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, body.
Is Dempster going in and out?
I'm scared of no motherfucking body. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when she came out, she did her thing. I watched the tape, and Naomi was, to me, she was eating it compared to Christina, but it was what it was.
Yeah, it was what it was. They felt sorry. They felt sorry. They still, you know, they still hold a little grudge towards Naomi, Miss Thang, because, you know, she used to be a Mizza, Miss Thang. Ginger fucked Christina up, Miss Thang, and beat the shit out of her.
Well, do you think she would have...
Hold on,
Kevin. Do you think she would have won if she was still a Mizza?
Huh?
Do you think she would have won if she was still
I'm not saying that she would have won if she was a Mizza. They felt bad for Christina because she got fucked up for the $5,000 mistake, so they tried to make it up to her.
Years later, Kelly, do you really think that was the fair call? Do you really think that at the end of the day, had Christina won the $5,000, do you think she still would have came out for the
$2,200? No. She had a point to prove, mistake. She had a point to prove, Miss Thang, and she really didn't prove it, Miss Thang, because that performance, Miss Thang, wasn't worth, Miss Thang, the look or the performance, Miss Thang, was not worth anything.
Well, Kelly, to be fair.
Let me tell you, has nothing to do with Naomi, and I'm going to tell you why. I think Christina gave a better performance for the $5,000 than she did for that $2,500.
I think they all gave a better performance for the $5,000 than the $2,500.
Well, we don't know what Naomi would have gave, because she didn't walk because her foot was broke.
No, from the first $5,000, from when she came out and did the whole I actually like that. And maybe it was because it was so crowded in there, you really couldn't see what she was doing from the back all the way to the front. But, you know, not just her, but, you know, everybody. It was just...
Oh, well, I'm not talking about from the first one. I'm talking about from this last one, from the last one that Ginger won. Christina's performance was much better. It was icon. It was legendary. It was legend performance. This performance that she gave this week in Mistake was very star statement.
Oh, wow. So what do y'all think about the Amina and Charisma battle?
Well, I mean, how much performance did y'all expect? The girl's testicles was hanging out. She was having testicle difficulties.
I think it was so many people in the way, they just couldn't do what they really wanted to do. That's what I'm going to say.
No, Marcus. I don't think that was it.
I
mean, you can't expect Christina to do the things that Naomi can do. When I'm sitting there, I judge on base, you know, okay, if you got one error versus another error. And for Christina to be out as long as she has, she can hold her own.
You know what I think it is? And after this weekend, I have to definitely agree with my cousin, Miss Thang. If you can't keep up with the girls of this era, Miss Thang, and you left as a motherfucking double platinum star, Miss Thang, why get back up on the floor, Miss Thang, to play with these girls? Stay where you was at and stay a platinum star. Just come out and judge.
Girl, y'all said the
because
mess
honestly,
mess
I really think the category was meant for an old school girl and not,
exactly. You know,
it was kind of, you remember when the icon balls, they had that, it was like legends versus icons, but you had to have been a legend for 10 years to come out. That, to me, that's kind of what it was given.
Mm-hmm.
You had to be a temple, you know, so maybe that's what it was. I mean, I got old school feel from it.
Well, I think, my opinion was that that's what they wanted to see. They should have just had Icon performance.
Oh, say, just like at the Awards Balls, they had iconic face, right? Well, we all know those people didn't look the same like they looked 20 years ago. But.
Yes, the unapologetic. Bitch, what is my shame?
I mean, they're still people of their day. They had their day, but we all know certain things things change.
It's no shade. It is no shade, Miss Thang. And I say this all the time, Miss Thang, girl. Well, you know the girls read me. The girls don't see the mug anyway. But the mug that is, Miss Thang, and what it is. If it's not that in 10 years, well, Alexis don't see it now. But if that's not that in 10 years, I'm not coming out to walk or any of that, Miss Thang, embarrass myself. Just because I'm an icon, Miss Thang, and I was doing it for years, and I paved the way. Bitch, no. Sit down.
No, I think you realize what it is. You don't expect, when you go to a Patti LaBelle concert now, you don't expect her to sound like how she sounded in the 70s. And if you do, then something is wrong with you.
Because she might not get back up.
Okay.
I mean, we can't discourage the old girls from coming out. You know,
right?
You missed the history of the ballroom scene to see these girls come out, and just to say they shouldn't. I mean, you can't say that. If you still got it, you got it, and definitely Christina still has it. You know, it's probably not on the level of a Laomi. No, she's not gonna jump up and do 3 backflips in one time and land in the dip. She's not gonna do that.
Okay, overall. From the performance that y'all seen on the clip or from who was there, Miss Thang, who do y'all actually think should have won? Let's be real.
You're insinuating something about a statement that you said. You said who should have actually won. Somebody did win. So you need to, you're leading the question. You need to say who you think should have won in your opinion.
I have a Kiki ball coming up.
Marcus, can you get Rodney on the phone? Okay, with the performance that y'all seen, give me who y'all would have picked.
I'm quite sure if the judges seen, you know, privacy falling down into there. I mean, I'm not even gonna pick that one.
I like Laomi.
What happened to the days when the girl used to vogue in nice pumps and heels and all that stuff and was very feminine and cunt and pussy and stuff? Now it's just like they throw on some Reeboks or some motherfucking goddamn flats and just go to work.
Ciao. Baby, these girls don't give a fuck. That's what it is.
We're happening to the days when the girls used to have a fierce snatch.
Now, Kelly, you said something earlier. You said that had you been judging, you wouldn't have, basically, you'd have been paying attention to the other person, but you still would have voted for Laomi or for your child regardless. Do you think that's fair?
Right. I'm not sitting up there getting up off the panel. I'm paying attention to Christina.
But the mere fact of, let's just say Laomi was battling somebody. Who's somebody that you think could keep up with Laomi or outperform her?
Oh, no, Marcus, make it hot. What if Laomi was battling Amina?
No, she already has to vote for her house member. She knows that. So we know that answer. Put somebody into where, you know, somebody that, you know, that's from Laomi.
Roxy. No Roxy?
I don't want to be shady and say any names. So if you were put in a situation.
Go to Marcus and say Shadira. Is that what you're going to say?
That's a good name, Shadira. That's a good name. Who's actually.
I wanted to say Shadira, but I was saying no, Fred. Shut up.
Right. So Shadira, and you know, and let's say Shadira actually outperformed Laomi.
would you actually still pick Laomi?
Yes, I would.
Do you
that be nice because they both have that speed. You know what I'm saying? They both have that speed. You know, that today's speed. So, you know.
Well,
I was
hitting. No. Fat ass, all you want to do is eat and smoke, fat ass.
Kelly, back to the point. So you don't
you
think
know,
having who you're going to pick is fair, is unfair, by already knowing who you're going to pick, no matter what they do? Now, see, if it was realness or face, you may have your favorite. But performance and runway, that could go either way at any time.
Why do you think it could go anyway?
Because no one votes the same every time, every night. Some people have off nights.
Every time my daughter
so
walks,
who do you think
every time
walk?
My daughter walks, Marcus, she gives you something new and innovative, Marcus. She never does
that. That doesn't mean the next person doesn't get. I'm not saying that, Kelly. What I'm saying is that if you already have who you would vote for before they do it, what's the point of them even doing it?
I'm still looking at them. I'm still giving them the opportunity to.
But it doesn't matter what that person does. Because
you already just said you're going to vote for Laomi regardless. So it really doesn't matter what they do.
What she do? And let's just take Laomi out of it. Anybody that you already see. That's the problem now. If why you're not judging what's in front of you at the moment.
Well, I voted over my niece at Dakota's whenever, and. I think she had a little problem with it because it got back to me that, you know, she said that I voted over her. And and it's hard to try to be fair sometimes because when you have your nieces, your nephews, and people that you close with in the scene, they cannot take your friendship outside the ballroom scene and you not voting for them and take it as, okay, it's Shay. But it's not Shay. But when you try to be fair, you know, it's kind of hard when you're voting over people who, you know, that you're close with because they can't differentiate the two. And
y'all are not really friends from the beginning. If that's the case. Because and if that's the case, they're using your friendship for the advantages and benefits they can get off you being a legend or an icon or a judge, and that's not fair. Because at the end of the night, if they win that $1,000, I bet they're not giving you anything.
True,
I find myself
usually after the ball, or maybe the next time I see them, they look at me like I'm crazy, and I have to say, "Don't do that." You know, it was just a ball. You know, I was being fair. Blah 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 blah. And you know, sometimes it get to the point where you be like, "I don't want to fuck with nobody because if I vote over them, I don't have to explain myself."
Well, I have a question. Something just came off my desk. Who chopped Miss Persia?
You know who chopped Persia. Stop it. You know who chopped Persia.
Who chopped Persia?
Harold chopped Persia.
Oh. Why Harold chopped her?
Because she didn't have on a school teacher dress. Something like that.
And we had the coldest one ever?
At one of them balls.
Yeah, it was at the coldest one.
Coldest one, it was actually and someone else. It was more than one person.
Well, she understood that she didn't bring it right. I mean, she's a winning bitch, and she got chopped. I mean, and she understood why she got chopped. You know,
they chopping up
sure
in legends?
I'm quite sure if it was a discrepancy or stuff like that, she could handle her own. And it's no shade on that note. But
while we on Film Queen Realness, can we go back to the whole media horse thing? Fred?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, the vote ended up being 5-4, but there was a con on the panel. Seeing that it was 4-4, and then somebody from the crowd was chosen, do you really think that was fair?
Who was that judge on the? Didn't Arturo break the tie?
Yeah, he was judging already, or was he pulled from?
No,
the
Arturo was on the panel.
I think he had got up and came back.
Arturo tied it
on the panel.
Arturo tied it up. she went, he tied it up, and then Andre had to break the tie.
No, Andre didn't break the tie because Andre voted for Alicia Keys. Arturo broke the tie.
Oh, Arturo broke the tie?
Yeah, Arturo broke the tie.
Fred, and then Andre voted for her. Then it was 4-4, and it just looked like mysteriously Arturo just came from the crowd.
No, he was already on the judges panel. He had he was there.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Oh, mother, you were trying to find your kids.
What'd you say?
I said you trying to find out about what happened with your kids.
Okay.
Alicia Keys
looked phenomenal. Like, she looked phenomenal. Like,
ooh, now my phone want to go off. Why my phone going off? Go ahead, y'all.
Somebody hit me up, and they said, hold on, let me see the message. Hold on, let me open it. They hit me up, and they said, can you ask Marcus why couldn't he get her a better two-piece and a better pair of heels?
Because guess what? She's a self-sufficient member, and she provided her own stuff, but she still did it. She still got 10, and she still 5-4.
Marcus, Alicia Keys is in your house, right? She's a scholar. Okay.
Alicia Keys is a scholar.
Listen, at the Rumble Ball, right, she was taking off her jacket or something, and she was about to walk, and the category was calling for you had to be bundled up or something like that. I think it was some clean realness.
Yeah.
I was like, sweetie, don't go out there because they're going to chop you. You out here like, you know, in the summertime. You know, and she had walked away when I had told her that. Because the category was calling for being bundled up, so, you know.
Well, I think she appreciates
you.
She still came back out.
Marcus, so is Marcus coming out as NC Father Escada?
No, I'm not.
Father, just an Escada.
Ronnie, I don't need you to confirm anything. If you want to
hold
on. Anything,
Marcus, I don't want you to think that I'm trying it, so they type it again. So I'm going to put my phone next to the computer so you can hear it when it pops up because they type it again.
You don't think you're trying it, Kelly. You know they were asking for real.
Tell them if they want to see something.
She says she's lying.
Who is she's lying? Let me be clear. Let me be clear.
Look, Kelly,
there's always some truth in every statement, but the statement that was just made, you know, I've been always instructed to answer the question that it's in front of you. The answer to that question is no.
But they said she's lying. Girl, that's her. She knows she's a bottom. She's on Jack right now.
Hold on. Me and everybody else on this phone is on Jack right now.
No, I'm not.
I'm not.
Oh, child.
All I have is Facebook.
That'll be on Facebook.
Thank you, Dexter.
I'm actually playing Angry Birds right now.
But then what else did I want to talk about? Did we talk about how fierce the security was? Okay.
No.
Why did
Princess spill liquor on Sonya when she was voguing? For Grandma.
Who spilled liquor on her?
Jason.
Oh, Lord. Oh, that's why she got up a breakfast.
The trophies were really nice. The food, the tables
were
nice.
Oh, my God, Marcus. They didn't ask you, Marcus.
Well, hold on. First off, I'm not going to be entertaining no days. I've already told a lot of people that this week. I need to know who these people are.
Well, you know, I can reveal my people that send me the messages that I just read. They said, ask Marcus how many days she paid for this past week.
The same number her mother paid for, or the same number that walked out of their room when they saw them. And they said,
okay.
What else do we want to say?
Security.
I don't know.
Security was
that.
Nice.
Yeah.
They were better than the motherfuckers in Brooklyn.
Insider at Rodney.
They said, Marcus, out of everybody on the phone line, you really need to keep it cute, bitch. You got a ball coming up.
Let me be clear. Unlike a lot of legends and icons, which I don't have to worry about being, we have our money, whether one person or 1,000 come. And let me be clear, 12 o'clock, the first category starts. I've taught many bitches that lesson. It starts with or without you.
There's no gift cards this year.
You know what?
No gift cards.
Let me clear this up because, see, this is the part I need to understand. D-Up, let me clear it up. D-Up is a D-Up ball, and some of you bitches really need to be appreciating what D-Up does because it's saving a lot of you girls' lives, bitch. So D-Up gives away
bitch.
No, not to you, Dexter. This is the thing. Because a lot of people have been insinuating that the D-Up, like, the D-Up ball is my ball. The D-Up ball is the D-Up ball. I am one of the people that help write the categories. I'm a volunteer. I'm not paid for that. I don't get anything from that. So almost like how Luna, I don't work for the agency. So that is a gift. The awards ball, you have always gotten your money in cash. D-Up pays in gift cards.
I'm just
Marcus, when I tell you
well,
these
Dexter,
drugs,
you, Dexter, you should know that because your house has won a lot of the money. Because we always have a problem. You got split into $500, 9, and 10 ways.
Marcus,
you
know what? Wait, hold on,
y'all.
Let me say something, Kelly.
Hold on, Dexter.
They said,
Let me speak.
Wait, Dexter, you can say that. I say this. They said, Marcus, make sure the lights don't go off this year. So you don't
the lights will never go off in a venue that has my name on it, and I'm paying the security. My security company has a $5 million bond insurance. Don't worry about it. If something, if the lights do go out, believe me, I'm protected.
Right, Dexter.
But let me tell you something, Marcus. If 95 Ebonies come there to walk a fucking category, so let it be.
Okay, that's right. And they always get their money, right? They always, anything I've ever been affiliated with, they've gotten every dime,
right?
Every dollar,
right?
Every penny,
so
every
cent. You should be grateful that you get a crowd like that from a house.
I'm glad the House of Ebony comes, but the deal ball does not even matter. I don't get anything from D-Up. I don't get one red penny.
You got to understand that these kids walk for a reason. These kids walk because they want to be a star statement, to become legend.
And we're glad to provide a platform for them, Dexter.
But you
can't be
glad
why I'm asking this question because you were caddy.
You
already know.
You ain't the lawyer of every fucking ballroom.
Everybody said I'm not being no lawyer, but Dexter, you know, because you've asked
me
questions,
make
you
sure
being caddy, so I was
walking.
Being caddy. You were being caddy, so I replied that with a caddy answer. Whether I'm giving out in a gift card, a check, or cash, you'll still take it and cash it, and you'll still have your money. That beats a whole lot of other people.
Oh, bitch, I ain't sending you no motherfucking check now, bitch. I'm sending this.
No, Marcus, wait, listen. Marcus, show, told.